It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I want a gyro and I want to marry Britney Spears.
Matt.
Big blowjob and a diet coke.
Steve.
I want a funnel cake and a fat trick just as a clown.
And Kevin.
Yes.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Your phone is ringing, la di da do.
Something smells good.
Tuna.
Is it tuna?
Tuna.
It's the Aristocrats.
Tuna.
Welcome. Welcome, tuna lovers everywhere.
You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
Sure you can.
Tuna fish smells like shit.
Or dirty pussy.
Okay, all right. I see where you're going with that.
Foul, stinky pussy.
Oh, you guys are gross.
Damn.
Anyway, I am Derek.
Whoa.
Demon in it.
Sorry.
What the fuck is going on?
Nothing. Shut up.
Justin is bored.
With me as always is Matthew.
No, he's not.
We have Steven.
And fuck you.
And Kevin is, as I say, in the hizzy.
In the hizzy. For shizzy.
So what's going on, guys?
You know, a little.
What's going on, Derek?
Guts this?
Dude, we ripped you up big time on your Facebook.
That's pretty serious.
I don't think we ripped him up. I think we were pretty endearing.
Yeah, no, well. I was okay with it. Yeah, I posted a picture of myself in the hospital.
Yeah.
The hospital.
How was it in that medically induced coma?
It was all right.
Yeah.
It's calm.
Do you dream when that happens?
No, it's just you just wake up and you feel like you never even went to sleep.
It's like time traveling.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
So I posted a picture of myself in the hospital, and the only thing these guys are worried about, my best friends, are whether or not I'm going to do the show.
Hey, I never once asked about the show.
No, you were just calling
concerned.
Me McDrizzle, McFatty.
No, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
McDrizzle and McFatty.
McDrizzle.
I don't know. There was a lot of mix.
My favorite one that popped me the biggest was when Matt called you, when he said, what's the skinny?
I said, what's the skinny? Well, Derek used to say, what's the skinny all the time.
Did I?
Yeah, he used to say it back in the day.
Did
what's
I?
The skinny?
I don't remember that.
Yeah. It was your catchphrase.
Skinny McGee and the Slims was also a potential band name we came up with many years ago.
I don't remember that.
Skinny McGee and the Slims?
Skinny Mixture Pirouettes and the Slims?
Wow.
So we have... let's go through
them. Hey, there's you.
Okay, let's go through all the posts.
You finally having that sex change operation.
That
kind of reminds
one.
Me of the special with the half-ton man.
It really does.
Derek is like the half-ton man.
The eighth-ton man.
Actually, if you look at our Facebook, Kev actually posted a picture of some fucking enormous fat guy in the back of a pickup truck.
That was me.
That wasn't me.
Oh, that wasn't you?
That was me.
Well, actually,
he's got the lowdown on all the fat guy pictures.
The guy that was putting up a front?
Yeah.
If you were actually on the opposite side of the bed, it would have been the exact fucking photo.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty much, I can reverse it.
Sure. Just put you on the bed of the truck.
I mean, you look fucking humongous. Your face was fucking engorged with blood.
It's not that bad.
I think you look very comfortable.
Engorged with blood.
Like a giant engorged tick.
I think Derek looks very comfortable, too, in the picture, but... Just the scenario and like the way like Derek's like hair and like beard is and everything reminded me, you know, the scenario of the guy laying in the bed. But
I pointed out that you
we
were,
need a comparison.
You
picture.
Were in yeah. need of a big spoon.
Yes.
Yes.
And a giant bowl of fucking sundae.
Bowl of ice cream. Fucking sundae.
Just mixed sundae.
Just the entire sundae. Day in one bowl.
Well, these are my get wells I got from the Aristocrats. Any updates? How's the big D holding up? You feeling better, D-Man? That was from Kevin.
Yeah.
And then
nice.
Steve comes in. Yeah, double D-Man. How's the achy, breaky, backy?
Oh, you're saying he's got double D tits, you fucking
jerk.
You're an asshole.
No, I just meant like his name is Derek.
And then Dare Dog, how's the spine holding up?
That was from Kev.
Yeah. See, that's me. I'm being nice. I'm just
and then, yeah, what's the dilly, D-Nasty?
from Matt. Oh, that means you're saying his dick smells.
Wow. Come on, double bubble butt. How's the vertebrae, bra?
That's me.
The vertebra.
Vertebra, bra.
Vertebra, bra. Oh, it's more tit jokes. Oh, it's terrible.
Vertebra.
Double bubble butt.
And then we're waiting, DJ Droopy Loopy Boobies.
That's me. Droopy Loopy Boobies. You got to make things rhyme. It's fucking
Come
great.
On, Dizzle McDrizzles. What's the 411?
That's got to be. Yes. That popped me too.
Oh, that means he's shitting everywhere.
Dizzle McDrizzles. Yes.
And for everyone listening, this was us trying to figure out if Derek was going to do the show.
Not me.
I just ran with it once I saw Kev's first nickname.
I was legitimately concerned for his safety and his health.
And then I got, you there, Dizzy McButtfizzy?
That's me.
Oh, that's more shit jokes.
McButtfizzy.
You people are terrible.
Yes.
And then what's the skinny McG? And then, what's the skinny D Mick opposite?
You get it, Matt?
Opposite of skinny.
Yes, yeah, we got it. He's getting down there.
And then, what's the good word, dird?
It's just like dude.
Dird.
With like a little turd in it.
So that's what I got for posting a picture of myself in the hospital.
And only one other person aside from us was concerned about your health, by the way.
Yes, my friend Kelly liked the photo, which I thought was a little odd.
Liked it.
And then another girl, Kristen, asked how I was.
Well, maybe they're getting horned up. It was a pretty sexy pose.
Yeah, you did look like a giant bowl of half-melted ice cream.
It didn't help that, I have a gut, but the way the blanket folded on me.
It looks like you're pregnant.
It looked like I had a huge gut.
And no penis.
Like bigger than it normally should.
Yes. Oh, my God.
No, you kind of do look like the first pregnant man there.
Yeah.
You look like you shouldn't be able to fucking breathe when you sleep.
Like you have your hip is like accentuated by the way you're laying.
Yes. I'm sorry, that's the hospital gown.
Yes. Yeah, you got the hips of a colored woman there.
Wow.
Yes.
Jesus. Now bring up the half-ton man.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, there's this scene in the Half Ton Man episode where he's just like laying in the bed, but it's a little different. It's just the scenario kind of reminded me, when the guy gets down to about 5 bills, he looks more like Derek.
So for those of you playing along at home, just Google Half Ton Man.
Yep.
And then
look for the fat guy in the bed.
Yeah, well, this is
and
his
then,
face.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
hello.
God,
hello.
Derek. Look at the cleavage.
He's like, let's talk about cleavage up to your neck there. He's suffocating.
Yes.
That was him at like.
That was Derek before he shit in the fucking Hiawatha.
Yeah, boy. Here we go. Here. Here's Derek in the bed. I mean,
just waiting for a little x-ray, guys.
His back is swallowing his head.
It really is.
Shoulders like boulders.
Yes. Well, when they moved him in that. His like fat stayed in place.
He looks like a
he had like a disc of fat on the side of his
he
body.
He looks like
when
a frightened turtle.
I know. Look at that. Okay. Looks like he's coming out of a vagina. Looks like he's giving birth.
Oh my God!
But it's just his arms.
Look at those zits on his arms.
Well, he can't wash himself.
He does look like he's coming out of a vagina.
He also can't feed himself, so that meant somebody was feeding him.
You could tit fuck him and get a bonus rub from the chin.
Yes.
He probably did lines of mashed potatoes.
Nobody's dick can reach up those tits.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah? Nobody.
No buns.
No, I mean from this angle.
From this angle.
From this face.
Okay.
And then you can eat out your belly button while he's on it.
Gotcha. I call that angle of the dangle.
You could fuck his shoulder blades.
Yeah. Anywhere in the mess.
Yes.
Now, if you were somebody like Shapiro and never had poon before, would you stick your dick in that ass in that guy's tits?
I don't think so. It's pretty nauseating.
Because you got to know his fucking chest zits are a good lubricant.
Wow. Now, while he's sitting there, with Princess Leia all chained up, and he's telling you his tits feel like a vagina, I think I would.
Whoa. He's just from him telling you.
So Rob from Clutch and Wiggle commented on this photo now. When's the baby due?
No.
So that's just mean. Rob, however the hell you say your last name.
Wow.
Fucking 2 Z's in your last name. Shut up.
It's pretty serious. It's not Diadios, is it?
I don't know.
I think it is, actually.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Diadios.
Diadios?
Diadios, amigos.
Yeah. The draw me like one of your French girls.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was a good one.
Oh, Christ.
So, yeah.
In case you haven't seen the Aristocrats Facebook, you should check it out sometime. There's some fun content on there.
All our links are on aristocratsradio.com. Mm. How about that?
Yeah.
Go there.
Yeah, ladies.
Yeah.
That's where you find out. It's where you find out where you can meet us fucking studs.
Yeah, just go check it out.
And get it.
Oh, yeah. Let's check it out.
We're sexy dudes.
If we have like maybe let's say 4 more girls come in the room, I'll expose my testicles on Ustream.
Four more girls,
at least 4.
Nobody lost sound.
Or at least 2 that are soon to be
Bring
girls.
Bring me up a little bit, Derek.
I brought everybody down because it is kind of loud.
Oh. I told you that, dickwad.
Just
dickwad.
Fuck up.
Dick, what? Bring my headset up a little bit.
Yeah, bring
more.
Your headset up.
There we go. All right.
Matt's got a lot of fat in his ears to get through.
Bulky fat ears.
Layers and layers of lard in the ears.
Matty fat ears.
All right.
So. All right.
So.
How's it been?
Oh, okay.
All right.
How's everybody's
stressed out?
From what?
From what?
Well, me and Steven football? Are in a fantasy football league.
Fantasy football.
If you knew anything about any kind of masculine sport, fantasy football is intense and it's awesome.
Yeah.
If you knew anything about wasting time, you do it because you play fantasy football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are
waste of time.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's fun.
Waste
I even got my wife involved.
You having trouble breathing?
Jesus.
No, why? Now you got me nervous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because he took a sip of alcohol. Oh, so he's like, body's got to metabolize it faster.
Steve's wasted. His body temperature's rising.
I've been wasted since 1.
What did you drink today? 2 beers?
No, like 6 glasses of vodka.
Wow. Well, you see, Pops Rogers over here started watching some football, so he had to hit the booze early.
Yeah.
Had to hit the tap, now he's going to hit the head.
Mm. All right. All right.
Anything else going on besides football?
Yeah.
No, that's about it. Just football.
Saints lost. It was a close one.
Is that why you're wearing their jersey?
I'm a fan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I have a Weeblos patch on the side?
No. No, it's the logo for the team.
New Orleans Weeblos.
Did you cry? Stop it. Did you cry after Hurricane Katrina when everyone was doing, I'm a saint. And I'm a saint. I'm a saint.
I missed that.
You missed it?
I missed that.
That's when he became a saint.
When everybody was living in the
they had like all the major players going, I'm a saint, wearing like the Saints jersey in honor of.
Weren't people living in the stadium?
Yes.
Yeah.
And shitting on the fucking 50-yard line.
And shitting on.
Killing each other, yes.
Yeah. Death. Death bowl.
There, and they shipped a bunch of them to one of the stadiums in Texas.
Yes,
I don't remember
they
which
did.
One it was.
It was the, we talked about
was
it.
Was it Houston?
Yeah.
I think
Astro
Houston.
Bowl or something?
The Astrodome.
Oh, yeah. The Astrodome.
Is that it? Or was that?
Yeah. The Astrodome.
Yes, that's right.
So that'd be baseball, by the way.
How long ago?
My family was relocated.
Was that?
What?
How long ago was that?
5 years ago.
2005?
Oh, no. 7 years ago?
Damn.
They
just had a tornado a couple
weeks ago. No. Katrina was like 06, 07, wasn't it?
About that.
Yeah, so 5.
Something like that.
No.
No, the earthquake was what, 05? With the tsunami?
I don't know.
Yeah.
If I remember it on the football timeline.
It was 05?
It was 05 because they came back in the 05 season and they had to play their home games in Giant Stadium.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it was 05.
I could be wrong, though.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
It's been a long time.
2005.
I went like a Katrina. Yeah, I win.
Oh, five.
They just had another hurricane 7 a couple
years.
Weeks ago, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isaac, right?
Yeah.
You think the people listen this time when they're like, hey, there's some shit coming?
Probably not.
Get out of here.
You know, they should listen to the show and, you know, maybe learn, you know, some survival tactics. When,
sure.
You know, just don't live there anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody posted on my Facebook that Hurricane Isaac, the one that just passed, wasn't real until he saw the first video footage of someone carrying a TV over his head.
Hurricane Isaac?
Pollutant.
Isaac.
Mizrahi.
What a terrible name for...
Well, I guess they got to go through.
Wasn't Isaac, wasn't there a singer? Isaac.
Isaac Hayes?
Isaac Hayes.
I was thinking more like
Isaac Asimov.
The song I was singing
Chris
before.
Isaac?
Chris Isaac.
Chris Isaac.
I wanna fall in love.
Wow. 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 At work, somebody asked who sang that song today.
Really?
Yes. And I couldn't remember who it
was. I
was
just singing it randomly before.
Like what time?
Is that real?
Like when I was here. Is that a real song?
Like no, but Chris Isaac really singing that song that you were just singing?
Yeah. Chris Isaac.
Yeah.
Yeah, you turd.
Like a couple songs came up, and then the guy was like, "Who did that one song?" And he started singing that, and I'm like, "I can't remember who that was."
And now you know. And if he was listening to the show, he would know.
Well, it's ridiculous because Derek was probably singing it when he asked that, because it was literally like an hour ago.
Well, he just
probably
sang it now, so that's impossible.
Well, no, I sang it before too.
Yes.
Let's get some Chris Isaac up in here.
Oh, hello.
This is a pretty hot video.
Yeah, it is.
They're all on the beach.
I'm gonna text that guy right now.
Getting naked. She's all sandy. She got sand in her vagina.
Is that Chris Isaac?
She is sultry.
Who is she?
I have no idea.
Hey, that cloud looks like a dick.
Aye. Ban it from MTV.
I see what they're trying to do here.
Speaking of MTV.
Oh, she's holding her tits. She's naked. She's wearing granny bloomers, but she's holding her titties.
Oh, here comes the good part.
Yeah.
Speaking of MTV, they just had their music video awards.
Shut up.
How is this possible?
It's a beautiful song.
It's not.
No.
Can I ask you a question now?
Go ahead. Shoot.
How does MTV have video music awards and there's no fucking videos?
No music.
And the only time music is on is when it's playing during one of their shows, and at the bottom they have the little runner that's like, this is Danger Mouse.
Well, they still play some videos at like 5 a.m. when no one's alive.
No one's alive.
Oh, yeah. AM TV.
Yes.
Yeah.
AMTV. Like, literally, BET awards. Plays more music videos than MTV.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. MTV's not like it was when we were kids, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really isn't.
They used to play music, man.
Yep, they did, actually.
The M stood for music, not mediocrity.
I remember one night I had to get up for school in the morning and I couldn't sleep. It was 2 in the morning and I saw this music video with what I thought at the time was the hottest chick I'd ever seen in my life.
Let me guess. Lisa Loeb.
No.
Lisa Loeb.
You're making me a lot older than I am.
Hang on.
She only got big in like the mid-90s.
Nelly Furtado.
What? Oh, I wanted to fuck her so bad.
A little bit before that.
What genre?
Time out.
Pop
I gotta admit.
Or just straight up pop.
Yeah.
Hang on. I missed a question.
Okay.
You're so involved in that sandwich, Steve.
Yeah, please. Eat it faster because it stinks to shit.
I'm a teenager in my early batching career.
Whoa.
It's the middle of the night.
Okay.
And I catch a music video.
Okay.
That makes me surl my sheets.
So we're talking 10, 12 years ago.
I mean, 12?
Okay, 12. Ready? I know. I already got it. Go. J-Lo.
Nope.
Wow. Pop, huh?
There was a lovely...
Jill Sobule.
Lisa Loeb.
What the fuck?
I said Lisa Loeb.
You already said it?
Yeah, you were eating her sandwich.
No. I love Lisa Loeb.
Natalie Imbruglia.
No.
She's fine. Christina Aguilera.
Close.
Ooh, Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
Oh,
Hit me, baby, one more time. Before it was a hit, before it made it to like TRL and whatever, it was like one of the first times it was being played on MTV, and I caught it in the middle of the night.
Do you know what Britney Spears made me do?
And you batched to it?
And I spilled. Wow. Fucking.
How old were you?
Schoolgirl outfit?
Batch me,
probably
baby.
Like
12. One more time. Oh, yeah. That was like 98.
Damn. Do you know what Britney Spears made me do?
I was a kid.
What'd she make you do, Steve?
Her poster on the wall of one of our friends' house made me and Steve number one.
Drip pre cum.
No. Put a hot dog between our legs and act like we were sucking it off.
Whose house was that? Whose house was that?
Fucking Web Monster Mike.
Web Monster Mike.
And he got mad.
Well, he's mad because he had a Britney Spears.
No, it's the only thing about that fucking
why
enormous.
That was a joke. Oh.
The one thing about that enormous dude.
Sure it was.
Wow.
Was that he laughed and took the pictures, but then was mad like a week later.
Wait, was
it? Like, hold on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. To my house.
Was it?
His, can't believe I took pictures of this.
Was it his poster? Like,
yeah, it was his poster.
My bedroom, my poster. Boom. Put this fucking cock on Britney Spears.
Yeah, it was like a schoolgirl.
Suck it. And suck
pretty
it.
Much.
Yeah.
That's funny. I remember that poster,
like,
too.
That
was where she was like on her
knees.
He's like,
yeah, look, I got
like
a boner with his hot dog. And I was like,
He was smiling and he was laughing. And then all of a sudden, he's like, all right, guys, it's getting out of hand.
He was the one taking the pictures.
That's what I was told, at least. I mean,
yeah. Well, listen,
that
I'm performing fellatio on a hot dog with Steve, like, sitting back going, oh, yeah.
Imagine basically a teenage version of Penn Jillette. Yes. That's what, you know, he was, and he still is now, a 30-year-old.
A loud, obnoxious you.
Penn Jillette, a Jew?
No.
Yeah.
I think he
well,
said...
Well, no,
Penn Jillette, Penn Jillette
Jew.
Said he...
Okay. Not...
No, he said he's practicing. An honorary Jew. Hmm. Yes.
Because he's always cavelting about stuff.
Pretty much, yeah. He's an honorary Jew. I think that's what he said.
Well, you saw how Steve lost concentration just eating that fucking tuna sandwich.
Tuna's fucking gross.
So if he's down in a hot dog.
What happened?
Down in a hot dog that's attached to his best friend. You know
could
he's not
you
paying
imagine,
attention to Mike.
I don't have any best friends.
Could you imagine if it was one of those Nathan's dinner franks?
Oh.
You would have had a full-on porno going on there.
Would have been a half hour long.
The quarter pounders you bring by?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, dude, that's gross.
It would have been too realistic.
Yes.
Because then that's almost as big as I am.
Wow.
Almost.
Mm-hmm. That's almost as big as me.
Almost. You fucking liar.
Liar.
Brian Shapiro, there's no such thing as an honorary Jew.
First off, Matt couldn't get his penis past his belly.
I don't know. My cousin is pretty stingy, so I might throw him in that category. right?
No one is honored to be a Jew. What does that mean?
I think he was meant to put no one is honored.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm pretty sure that Penn stated that. Because he was
Penn State.
Rape!
You raper!
Rape!
Penn you like boys.
Penn stated that. That
horseplay in the shower!
The people that he's around, he became an honorary Jew. I'm pretty sure he was the one he said.
Penn stated.
Speaking of
bleeding
Penn stated,
boy anus.
They're making a movie.
Yes. And I know who's going to be Al Pacino. I mean.
Al Pacino
hey,
playing Al Pacino.
Al Pacino is going to be Joe Paterno.
Al Pacino okay. as Al Pacino, so not in the movie.
Am I right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, oh, hello.
Bing, boo, lightning round.
Stella?
Holy shit.
Stella? Who's going to play Sandusky?
Who cares?
Why?
Who's going to play that cheerleader?
What cheerleader?
The Sandusky cheerleader?
Oh.
What? Who's going to play her?
Matt, you're hugging yourself so tight, you're sweating.
I just sweat sitting.
Your forehead is glistening.
You're squeezing the sweat out of me.
You are tensely cross-armed.
You are.
You are.
It looks like you're hugging the mic as hard as you can.
Yeah, you're almost doing the Bree Silva Mike T-Fuck.
Yes.
It's my only friend.
Yes. Now lick the tip. Oh, God, don't do that in front of me. Your pale ass is hanging out.
Oh. So anything 9/11 is in 2 days.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Wow. That's when everybody eats the wings from Cluck U, right?
Yes.
Hey, anybody got a good 9/11 joke?
No, too soon.
Boo.
Not soon enough.
Hey.
It's
hey,
always
hey,
too soon.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
9/11.
9/11 who?
Oh, I thought you said you never forget.
That's fucking pretty good, actually.
I knew that was coming.
We'll stop it there.
Like, I honestly thought something else was going to happen. Never mind. I thought he was going to say two Boeing 727s.
Right?
727s. Mm-hmm. I think they were like 767s.
I don't fucking know, literal Matt.
They were serious as shit. It's a big difference.
I don't know.
Maybe they were 7 and 749.
749ers?
Seagrams and 7-Up. Planes.
Oh, that's delicious.
76ers.
That'd be one delicious tragedy.
That's what I gotta start drinking.
Yeah.
What's
7 and 7?
7 and 7?
Okay. You know, I love.
I'd suck Britney Spears' hot dog for a good 7 and 7 right now. Damn.
I love a good whiskey sour too, but they too phlegmy.
Yeah. You can do a whiskey sour, but I can only do one, maybe two. Yeah.
Oh, I can drink them all night long.
But get that man a whiskey.
But it gets me too phlegmy. Like I'm like, you know, I hate it.
That's because it's like got a different.
Well, you're probably drinking whiskey sour. You need a whiskey sour.
Touche.
Wait,
more
if
whiskey.
You say it differently,
more whiskey.
More whiskey.
More whiskey, less sour?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, that
you
reminds
sour
me.
Whiskey.
When I order 7 and 7, I like to do this little joke. I hope you guys are ready for this.
Hang on.
Hold on to your britches. I go,
let me get my laughing hat on.
Let me get a 7 and 7 with a little extra 7. And then we all laugh and high five and shit.
Damn.
It's great.
Because they don't know which one.
Right?
And then the witcher's like, wait, there's the third 7? Wait, which one?
Damn.
Oh, somebody scored.
You guys getting excited? Steve, are you watching the score on your phone?
I'm waiting for the update to happen.
Great.
More importantly, on this day,
football season.
On this day in 1975, Michael Bublé was born.
Michael Bublé?
Michael Bublé.
19 what?
75.
Wow. Yeah.
Dr. Bernie Pouquet?
Yeah, he's pretty old, pretty old. But more importantly, on this day in 1974, Matthias Farum of Millencolin. Was born.
Okay. Melancholy?
Melancholy, the 90s
the
pop punk band.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was more my era. You guys are a little.
Yeah. Is this your new thing? You're gonna do
what? No, no.
This
what?
Day in.
No. When
you, before you said the PlayStation debuted.
You're smoking over there.
Why, yes, Matthew.
Oh, sweet.
PlayStation debuted.
I did bring that up
today
on because on this day in 1995. The Sony PlayStation made its debut.
I know it debuted in the States in 95, but I thought it was like February. I'm just saying.
I didn't say a month. I just
you said on this day.
Oh,
like Edge
Ryan?
Is thinking.
On this day. Oh, in February.
You made a fool out
no,
of me.
No, you went to the exact day, motherfucker.
I don't know.
No, it was on this day.
I'm just saying. I know it came out in 94, but I thought it was earlier.
Hey, listen, Wikipedia.
I have that.
The Wikipedia of this date wouldn't give misinformation.
Oh, that's from Wikipedia?
No. Nobody would go on the internet and lie about stuff. Why would they do that?
On an open forum where people can edit information? No. That doesn't happen.
75% of what you hear online is false.
I thought it was 87.
I don't know, whatever it is. It's a lot.
Where'd you hear that?
Right
that
from
was
here.
Like a statistic back in the day.
Ooh. What's that?
Gangbusters.
It was a little...
So, speaking of PlayStation, I played Mortal Kombat 2 yesterday.
Oh, shit.
Oh, go on.
Two.
Dos.
And it
is
was
it just me, or does Mortal Kombat 2 like not exist?
It exists when
people
I'm
either
at
play the original or 3.
It exists on Matt's PS3.
There is,
and it is horrendous.
There is a very small microcosm of the Mortal Kombat microcosm that still plays MK2. It's less than MK3 and more than MK1, more than all the other ones except 9.
All I can tell you is
only 3 of them get played. Anyway.
There was a point where we were like, "Wow, this is fucking awesome!"
Yeah.
We were
and now it's like, "Dude, this is the drizzling."
I even got
balls.
It.
Can't get any better than this.
Yeah,
the Draz
fucking sucked.
Smelly.
Football.
See, awesome. I was playing Mortal Kombat when Kev was wanking it.
Yeah.
Damn.
The BS.
Damn.
So what else is up there?
Introduced. In Japan, December 3rd, 1994.
Mm-hmm. And then it took that long? Took 9 months to get to the U.S.?
Hold on. Yeah, because the Japanese are way ahead on the technology.
So.
Speaking of Japanese, I prefer their women over Chinese.
Just thought I'd throw that out there.
September.
I'll let them know.
Cool. Now, do you prefer Japanese or Chinese women?
Really depends on the size of the tits.
What? they're all tiny and yellow.
Get out of here.
No, they're
tiny
they're
and yellow.
They're like their water or something has been contaminated in the like last couple generations because it's
they're shrinking,
growing.
Ooh, creamy.
But
starting to eat all those.
Really depends.
Chicken with hormones.
Yeah. Chinese girl next door walked outside the other day with a dog.
Nice,
no bra.
Nice.
Isn't she like 4?
Did you fuck her?
No, she is a teacher.
Did you go and fuck her?
No, but I would.
I would go
put
with
your
Japanese.
Dick in her.
Japanese. Yeah, Japanese way off.
Japanese, yeah.
Japanese.
Just because of the noses. The noses are
and they'll shit on you.
Well.
Oh, yeah, they will.
Oh, yeah. Derek was into the vomit form. We've covered that.
Yeah.
But you prefer Japanese chicks also, Derek?
He's a fika maniac.
I never really thought of it.
Kev. Japanese or Chinese?
I already said Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
And they're smarter.
Japanese?
Yeah.
You're pointing
Shapiro,
out all
you
the
are
most
correct.
Awful
Matt
things.
Does just love E cup tits.
Only.
Man?
E cup tits.
Woman?
Who doesn't?
Or child?
I have
if
settled.
If it has E cup tits.
How about we bring up some pictures of some E cup tits?
I have settled for less, but I do appreciate me a pair of.
Let's Google E-cup some E cup tits.
Yes.
How about that?
Google?
I love nipples that are 2 different sizes on each breast.
2 different size nipples.
Yeah.
I like when one nipple's an innie and the other's normal.
I like when one nipple's on the bottom of the breast and the other's a little higher up.
Yeah.
One's looking up, one's looking down.
I kind of prefer the one that looks like the wall.
Duggan tits.
I like my nipple.
Oh!
I like my nipple to look like the retarded twin.
I don't prefer.
That'd be funny
cup.
If
We've
you knew a
this.
Girl that had those. You just
walleye tits.
Yeah, just open a bra and.
I also prefer puffy nipples.
Tough guy.
Really, you like the puffers, huh?
I like puffy nipples. Yeah, big time.
Like the really like.
And I like
exaggerated
long nipples, like ones that are almost longer than my erection right now.
Wow, that's pretty. All right,
that's gross.
You comfortable? No, I like them.
Not a fan.
I've described it before as I like to give head 2 nipples.
Look up Normus nips.
Normus?
Normus nips.
Normus nips.
Yeah. Normus?
like actually spell that, or do you want me to put an
O-R-N-O-R-M-I-S-S.
Hey, while you're looking for that, I'm just going to point out that on this day in 1966, Adam Sandler was born.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
Yeah,
dude, you know what?
Thank goodness.
A lot of people are hard on him, but Grown Ups was a fantastic fucking movie.
Hey, it wasn't bad. I liked it.
It was good.
But you got to remember, he had like 15 other movies before that.
And he also had a great supporting cast for Grown Ups.
He did. Absolutely, he did.
There's really nothing.
No?
No.
I'm lying. Do you have your filter on or something?
I don't know.
Dude, I had to turn cookies off on my computer to download something with Firefox.
Yeah.
Ugh, pop-ups galore.
Yup.
Jesus.
Yup.
Speaking of pop-ups. Matt,
what do you want to look
oh,
at?
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa!
Yeah!
Hey, that girl's taking a dick!
Yup.
Wait, look at that. Oh, come on. Look at long nips.
You know,
go to the first one on the left, upper left.
Yes.
Oh, whoa.
That one right
no,
there.
No, not that
Hold
one.
Hold on. Zoom in on that.
You know, we're staring intently zoom at this, it, and people it. Watching this are just seeing us like
yep, that's
listening to us.
Like assholes.
Are those long enough for you, Steve?
No, that's not the one. Actually, before that,
you want,
to, the
look,
same
you want to look like
no.
a hot dog?
Back out, right there.
This?
Yes. Look at that.
You like that?
Yes.
Take him down.
It looks like somebody cut the tips off. Sausages.
It looks like a gear shifter in a Ford Focus.
It looks like two halves of Vienna sausage.
Yeah. No, they look like deflated cowaters.
That is awesome right there. Like I can,
oh my God.
I don't know if you caught what I described them as, but they're fucking great.
If the breasts were a little fuller, that would be awesome. Like if they were pointing out instead of down.
Like I love chewing on them like double bubble.
Double bubble.
Oh my God.
Like a fucking like a dog
that's
chewing on a bone.
That's
great.
Terrible.
Oh, whatever.
Brian likes his girl's nipples to be symmetrical.
Brian who?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Brian likes his blow-up doll's girl's nipples to be symmetrical.
Yikes. Whoops-a-daisy. Yeah, he's really
First
the
off,
only
Brian, you're never
going to
find symmetrical nipples unless it's fucking surgical.
Why not?
Because one side of the body is bigger than the other.
Oh. Well, visually.
No, if you get out of measuring tape, you're never going to find exact nips.
All right, fine. Maybe to the millimeter, Mr. What did you call me before?
Steve Nye.
Scientific.
You know, your literal Matt is literal.
Literal Matt is literal. That one. Literal Steve is literally not measuring any nipples.
Drunk Steve is not literal.
Do we want to talk about
David the Gnome?
Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
I wasn't even born yet,
Dad. Ah!
What? Remember that guy?
What?
He's in the other room.
I know. Oh,
he's right there.
That's why I want him to come in.
Oh, hey.
Oh, he's right behind you.
Okay. Toplessrobot.com did the 15 greatest Nickelodeon shows.
Awesome. Let's do it.
Oh, we got to guess what the top.
Let's guess them.
All right. Now, no cheating. All
right. We're just going to go around and you just.
I know number
give
one.
Us dings when we get them and then give us the order.
Well, nah.
I mean, what's
we
the time
We should just
span?
Go through them.
Now, this is all.
Yeah?
No.
It's not like late
80s,
early
90s. Let us let us three guess what the top one would be and then.
All right. I'm going to.
Well, I don't have like a whole list. Oh. You got to like go through them. So that's why like, we should just.
Well,
go
I know
them.
What's going to be on at number one.
Well, no, you don't.
I guarantee you.
No, you don't.
Are You Afraid of the Dark is on
No.
No.
God.
It's not?
It's a fucking piece of shit show.
What? That movie? Now, that show ruled.
Wait, hold on.
Steve number one loved that show, so you know that it couldn't have been that good.
Yeah, you're
it,
right.
Is this is the list in order?
Yes.
Is it based on DVD
just
sales,
the, just
fanfare?
The, no,
it's
like,
just
like somebody
acclaimed
vote,
popularity.
The yes. writer's personal opinion.
Household names. Like,
Chris,
how about,
Chris Cummins.
You can't do that on television. That's
yeah,
got to be
that's
on
gotta
there
be
in
on.
The
Chris,
top five.
Well, let's go through them instead
let's
of speculating. number 15, you said it before, Mr. David the Gnome.
Yes.
What is this? I don't want that.
I never. What the fuck Gnome? Is David the Gnome? I never even heard
I can
of that.
Just, I can just do the theme song for you if you want.
No, that's okay.
Meaty Matt.
Oh, look at that.
You never saw David the
Come
Gnome?
Come on, Swift.
I don't know who the fuck it is.
It was literally
Fonz. Oh wait,
the Fonz. That was what's his name?
Yeah, what's his
the
name?
The dead guy.
Yep.
Can you pull up a picture of Meaty the Gnome?
What?
Whatever you guys.
Meaty
David
the Gnome.
Yes, because I have no fucking clue what that is.
Dude, Brian Shapiro just said kablam. Really? Really?
God.
Really?
Yeah, kablam was pretty good.
Really?
Tom Bosley.
That's it.
This is another show.
This was
no,
a good
this
show.
David the Gnome.
This
is
number
theme.
15.
All right, pull up a pick of me. Pick of me.
What, David the Gnome?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck it is.
Can you just get this so we can see that?
Can fish that sing, and if your heart is true,
this is it?
then you will find them too.
I swear to God, I never even saw this ever.
In every wish and dream and happy
it was,
home.
As far as
remember
I remember,
show?
It aired daytime.
Yeah.
And
I think it was too
I remember,
educational for Steve.
I remember seeing it.
I'm serious.
Educational, teaching about gnomes.
I remember seeing it before I started school.
Yes.
Like I
wasn't so
even
was
in
popular.
Yes.
I
wasn't even
was
in kindergarten.
It was like
when this was on,
late 80s, early 90s.
So probably. It was in my prime years with this.
You probably just didn't watch it.
No, because I was.
I
too
remember
smart
former
for that
aristocrat
shit.
Carly was obsessed with David the Gnome. We actually did the whole theme song.
Yeah,
I
on the show.
I'm too smart for that show. Move along.
Number 14. They don't really have a video for it, but Special Delivery.
Yes.
Going way back.
Isn't that a wrestler?
The mannequin.
Yeah.
Special
Wait,
Delivery
Jones.
Today's yes. special?
No, Special Delivery.
Did it they call amazing. They called it Special Delivery?
Wait, what'd you say?
Today's special. With the mouse and the guy, the mannequin in the store and freaking Sam Crenshaw.
It says, similar to Nick's 16 Cinema, Special Delivery was a hodgepodge of movies, sports, and cartoons.
Oh, no,
stories.
This is something else.
Oh, so I don't know what this is. I was thinking of what you were thinking.
Yeah,
of.
No. Oh, Special Delivery. Okay, that's right. Mm. Often confused with Today's Special.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
Shapiro's backing me up, by the way, that what? Are You Afraid of the Dark was amazing.
Yeah,
was.
Whatever.
Well,
was
you guys
produced
it
was by Jews. So.
Wasn't bad. Oh, yeah.
Number 13, another one Wait. I don't really remember. Don't Just Sit There.
Yeah, Don't Just Sit There. I remember that shit.
No, you don't.
I don't. Shapiro, I know. Shapiro just likes Are You Afraid of the Dark because it sounds like he's scared of black guys.
Are You Afraid of the Darkies?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, Don't Just Sit There was like...
It was like a talk show, I
yes.
guess.
It was... I want to say it was like a spinoff of one of those other like weird shows.
Yeah. Are You Afraid of the Darkies? That's got to be the
That's
show,
show
title.
Title.
Messages.
Blah, 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 blah,
You're messages. Watching Nickelodeon. And now back we'll to right Don't Just back. Sit There.
You know, I kind of remember
the
that.
Only person around that doesn't have TV coverage of the scene.
Is that Neil Armstrong?
Yeah.
He's dead.
They've got the flag up
now. Neil Gaunt. Neil Gonstrong.
Keeled Overstrong.
And we're here with Yankovic.
Wow.
And, yes.
Look at the mullet on
Michael
that molestable.
Oh, when'd you get here?
Hey, Paul.
My heart.
Kramer's there.
Thanks for stopping by.
Nice. I guess he's promoting
Who
UHF.
Who is that? UHF.
Yes.
Don't change the channel.
Okay. Anyway.
Don't right. turn that down.
Number 12.
Got
yes.
it all on UHF.
Clarissa explains it all.
Another great theme song.
Clarissa. First of all, I can deal with just about anything.
Ferguson W. Darling.
Yes.
Worms. Mom's tofu.
Hey, Sam.
Na, na, na,
Mums. Legend of, I do
Elvis.
Remember Legend of the Hidden Temple.
Elvis the Lizard, right?
But of course, Shapiro knows Legend of the Hidden fucking Temple.
Yeah.
Because he goes to the temple every Sunday.
Looking for gold.
Legend of the Hidden Shekels.
Yes. Shekels are hidden in the temple.
Let's get them.
I still love that episode where the fucking Olmec, was his name Olmec?
Yeah. Olmec.
Olmec.
Old Neck.
Old Neck.
Olmec.
He's reading these.
Let's rock.
He's getting ready to read the question, and he's like, the Polynesians were known, and the kid's like, Polynesians!
No.
That is not one of the choices. And the girl, the teammate, like, looks at him like, gives him this ugly look.
Chill Great. The fuck out.
Chill the fuck out, bastard.
And then they can never put that fucking monkey together.
No.
Fucking
at the end.
Monkey.
What? How difficult could that have been?
No.
It's
I guess
three
it's just
fucking
so
pieces.
I was so
stressed.
It's feet, a torso, and a head.
That's
stress,
all it was.
Man. Stress.
What do you think the most recent show on there is going to be?
I don't know.
Why don't we just get through it?
Yeah.
Let's keep going. Number 11, a show that I actually didn't like at first, but it grew on me.
Oh, boy.
Rocco's Modern Life.
Yes.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Rocco.
A very strange theme music because it was just repetitive as shit.
Yeah. That was a hoot.
That was a hoot. Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I still remember that thing I just did was Rocco. He got a job at as a sex phone operator.
Yes.
And he was reading the script.
Really bizarre.
Rocco. So remember the episode with the vacuum that sucked him up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's still watching the infomercial while his whole life is inside the vacuum.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Turn the page. Wash your hands.
Do you now?
Turn the page.
Now that,
wash your hands.
That's a line that was done over and over throughout the show. Do you remember where that actually started?
In the comic book store?
In the comic book store. And do you know why?
Because he had a...
The ink on the pages was so runny that every time you had to, you turned the page, you had to wash your hands.
Wow.
You turn the page, you wash your hands. You turn the page, you wash your hands.
Down
you
into the left.
You are schooled.
Down into the left.
Woo!
You are schooled in Rocco's Modern Life.
Nice. What's next?
Next, number 10. Yes. Standby, lights, camera, action with Leonard Nimoy.
Wow. Never watched
that?
It.
I remember it being on.
I think I've heard the title.
There's something else I'd like to explain. Very often when a film is in production, it has what's known as a working title.
Does it?
Revenge of the Jedi was the working title. The original title was Return of the Jedi.
Wrath of Khan.
The film company went back to the original.
Yeah, this was all like movie stuff, and Leonard Nimoy hosted it. This was really early.
I'll rip open Ultra Magnus and every other Autobot.
Jesus, that was dead on.
Number 9, another one. I don't remember. Finders Keepers?
No. Yeah, I remember the title.
I don't remember this at all.
If you can find the bowling ball hidden in this picture, then you can win a run through our prize-filled house.
I do remember
what
this.
What you find is what you keep.
Shapiro says he reminds Finders, you remind him of Ed Bighead.
Wow.
And now here's the host of Finders Keepers, the man with a hidden talent.
I do remember this.
Wesley,
what kind
yeah,
of
after you won,
talent?
you got to go through this friggin' house and let me see if I can get there.
Oh, it's kind of like Funhouse.
Yeah, you can go through the whole house and whatever you get, you keep.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Headband, you put this around to stretch your mind. You guys almost did it. That means we give the
is that
50s Keenan
and Kel?
Did it.
They now have 125. You have
125. Well, you remember Funhouse, right?
You've got one more
with
room.
J.D. Roth or Ross?
I remember Millhouse.
And the big fat guy. It was like the precursor to Legends of the Hidden Temple because they would go through the show and do all the stupid shit. And then at the end, they'd go through the Funhouse and they'd have to collect the tokens and like prizes and stuff.
Yeah, it's similar.
And then
to
they'd
that.
Go in and then they'd tell them what they won.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that.
Anyway,
people
on.
Like talk about being on the show on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah. They're like, oh yeah, I was on the show, and they like tell everybody like what stuff happened backstage.
They were molested.
Yes.
Yes.
By Mark Summers.
I think CM Punk was on it.
Jesus.
I'm just saying, I think he was.
So what's next on the list?
Mr. Wizard's World.
Yes.
Oh.
He's fucking dead.
And this clip here, this YouTube clip that they have attached to it is called Mr. Wizard's a Dick.
Nice.
So let's see what this is about, because that's very interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See those two pins, Stacy?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Well, today I'm going to stick them in you.
Yes. I remember this.
You count that as a fold?
That's a no. Because I already see that it's not random.
Don't jump to conclusions.
Why isn't it random? I told you to write down random numbers.
You mean not exactly? Can you see it or can't you?
Well, you're right, but for the wrong reason. Sounds logical, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's wrong.
Wrong. Yes.
It's wrong. Wrong.
Wrong.
Wrong.
That's fake.
Not right.
That's how I was wrong.
That's how you were wrong.
You were wrong.
What did he say?
He said he's incapable of making a mistake. Therefore, I must be wrong. M I S S.
You don't have to say anything. The computer is saying them for you.
Okay.
Try not to hit the table. Try instead to hit that little thing, okay?
You're seeing a beam of light.
No, you're seeing a little pieces of dust.
Well, you call them fingers, I'll call them propellers.
Right. You have to make the hole bigger than that, obviously.
Wow.
Haven't you ever seen a sliced banana before?
You can't blow up a baby's nursing nipple? Well, you have one of those inside your head.
I do?
Yeah, it's
called
brain.
I used to watch it every morning before school.
Yeah.
Come
on.
Every single morning.
Turn it over here like that and pull it straight up. No confidence in the science at all. You don't seem to have a great deal of confidence.
But it might come back and hit my face.
There, it's popped off.
Oh,
wow, hit you right on the head, too. There you go.
Oh, ouch. You just lit a kid on fire.
Hot wax drop on your finger?
Yeah.
Well, hold it straight up, then it won't do that. Wait a minute. Hold it a minute. Stop it.
I can't help it.
Don't, stop it. Get up. Stop it. Get up. Stop it.
I can't get up.
This probably sounds a lot worse than it is.
Well, I mean, he
and
just
I must
had
say,
a, he
I
had
don't think
very,
it looks any better than mine. What's making that sound?
He had a very brazen sort of, authoritative way about him. Yeah. If you watched the episodes of his show from, like, the 50s, when it's in black and white,
mm-hmm.
and then watch it from the 80s, he looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's unchanged for 30 years.
Of course. He's dead, right?
He's very dead.
That's right. We did the whole thing on him.
We did the Undertaker music.
Yeah.
In the middle
and now Hulk Hogan was going to do an album.
He was going to do an album with Don Herbert.
Don Herbert.
No, it was going to be, I can't remember what the title was.
I'm going to smash these atoms.
I'm going to smash those atoms. I'm going to rip them. I'm going to tear those atoms. And nobody's getting anything except
me. Oh, baby, I love you.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a tie for number 6 and 7.
What? And how can you be? Wait.
I agree with this tie.
So wait, 6 and 7 are ties, or there's 2 sixes and 2 sevens?
No, there's 1 6, 1 7, and they're both tied. So in other words, no one is greater than the other.
Oh. So it's alphabetical.
It's because it is Danger Mouse and mm-hmm. Count Dracula.
Okay, all right.
I'll give it to you.
Okay. It's almost like one and the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was a spinoff.
Yeah.
So.
And Count Dracula was pretty good.
Yep.
So.
As was Danger Mouse. Yeah.
Danger Mouse, I know. Count Dracula, no.
Oh.
Dracula.
Where were you?
I peed.
And you watched the game, didn't you?
No.
Guy to empty his bladder. What's that about?
Football.
Yeah. How about cell phones off?
Dude, I'm live and
hey,
direct live.
I'm glad you brought up football because on this day in 1982, NFL fullback John Kuhn was born.
What?
John Kuhn.
Oh,
K-U-H-N.
Oh, Kuhn.
K-K-K-U-H-N.
Kuhn.
Yeah.
Number 5. Another one I don't really remember. Nick Rocks.
Yeah, but I never watched it.
Is that R-O-X-X?
No.
Nicky Rocks?
R-O-C-K-S.
But you don't spell rocks with an X.
Well, rocks, because no, it's box and a rocks.
It's an informative program, so
you don't spell the word rocks stuff. Without the word personal trainer.
Super kick that heavy bag
through a window.
Fucking guy.
Whatever happened to that guy?
Through a window.
Oh, we're talking about somebody else now.
Oh, okay.
Same thing though. Oh, I mean,
that might be a fun thing to bring up is his fucking YouTube promos.
That would be funny.
Awful.
It really would be.
But okay, so Rocks.
Oh, yeah, so anyway, Nick Rocks. I don't remember that. But number 4, surprisingly low, Ren and Stimpy.
What do you mean surprisingly low?
Number 4?
Yeah, you'd think they'd be closer to the top.
Of all time?
Yeah. Well, okay, all right.
Don't whiz on
the electric fence.
It's log. Okay. It's log. It's big.
Yeah,
it's
really, think about it. What could top Ren and Stimpy?
Well, apparently, according to this list, you can't do that on television.
Oh, okay.
Which is number 3.
I mean, I can see top 3 for you can't do that on television with Ren and Stimpy.
I think Double Dare's going to end up being 1.
Double Dare's probably going to be 1.
Well, let's see. Number 2.
Speculate.
Double Dare.
Double Dare.
Then 1's going to be Family Double Dare.
Okay. Double Dribble.
All
okay.
Right.
So number 1.
Double Dare.
So number 1.
So number 1. What
I actually don't remember what number 1 is. Let's try and think here.
Is it Salute Your Shorts?
No, God.
They sell Camp on a
t-shirt. I think I know what it is.
Hey, Dude.
Oh, I remember what it is.
Fuck. All right. Just give me a second. I really think I know what it is.
Is it Space Cases?
All right, everyone take your guesses.
It's
Kev? Number 1.
I was going to go first.
All right, Steve?
Help me out with the title. Okay. It's that the high school-based fucking TV show.
Degrassi?
No. I know. Welcome Freshman.
No.
Oh, come on.
The guy with the red hair and shit. It's a high school fucking.
Oh, Pete and Pete.
No. What are you thinking of?
Pete and Pete. That's what he's thinking of. The kid with the red hair and the freckles and the other kid.
That's not what I'm thinking of.
The big nosed Jew girl.
Hey. Pete. Fuck, it's really bothering me.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. Move along.
What do you think?
Pete
it is?
And Pete.
Pete and Pete.
I see Kevin? Clutch say Rugrats. That seems like
Rugrats,
a
really
solid one.
Yeah. These are all good ones. I can't believe they're not on there. All
right, for the reason of it's like the only real Nickelodeon show that created stars, I'm going to say All That.
Ooh. All That.
Yeah. And a bag of chips.
I'm going to end up being right.
Roundhouse.
What did you say?
No, it's a high school theme show. When you say it, it'll be it.
Well, as usual, Matt is right. The Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Pete and Pete.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't have thought of it, though, if Steve didn't mention that.
Right, really?
I would have went with one of the other ones I said.
Yeah, which has
Kev, actually, you're a huge fan of the show. You've mentioned it before.
Pete and Pete?
No, show I'm thinking of.
The show you're thinking of.
Oh.
But now it might not end up being a Nickelodeon show, but I think it was. It was a high school-based show.
Saved by the Bell?
No.
Saved by the high school?
There's only one main character, and I think he had red hair.
Parker Lewis.
Yes, that is it.
That you are so far
that
off.
That is really far
off. Is that Nickelodeon?
Not no.
Nickelodeon.
That was like Fox. That was Fox, and not only was it Fox, but like
I love the theme music of the show.
You couldn't have been further from Nickelodeon.
The dog bite.
Polaris.
Yes, Polaris.
All right, well, I would have guessed Parker Lewis Can't Lose, and I would have lost.
Yeah. Well, they...
Well, your guess got me to the right answer, so...
Yeah.
I really can't believe that those other shows aren't on there.
Yeah, they really stuck to, like, early 90s, like, way early and, well, like,
what were
late
those other
80s.
Ones?
What's that?
What were the other ones that we said?
Oh, like Rugrats and stuff?
I mean, Rugrats ran pretty late, but I guess because it started.
Well, how do you have
no guts?
But how do you have Rocco
like
on there and not have Rugrats?
Yeah, Rocco is Modern Life and Rugrats. Yeah,
or Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
I guess we have to go for the top 20 or something. I would definitely make a new
fucking Johnny Jabroni who made this list. Fuck him.
Yeah, there were
really.
So many
First
other
off,
shows
Doug,
too.
Doug sucked.
What?
Yeah.
You know, did? I would shut Doug off once in a while. It would get a little annoying sometimes. Yeah.
Well, when they went to that new Doug.
Well, that was just ridiculous.
That was
yeah.
the Driz. That he should just shit. Be called Driz.
The Driz.
Did you see I sent you a picture of that person I shipped to? The last name was Sug.
Yeah. Spelled different.
Brian Schultz still brings that up. The whole Sug thing.
Sug.
That was hysterical.
I think that might be his favorite bit that we did.
It was Doug with a bigger nose and a bigger head. It was Sug.
It's so funny to if you knew the person who did this, because they were like just not at all. Like I remember he was like drawing all the time, and like because he sat behind me in homeroom, he was always showing me stuff, and it was just like unimpressive.
Yes,
like just completely like wow.
It was
like
Sug
parents,
in the army, Sug in space. Yeah. It was like the most.
Yep. Yeah, Sug with like bazookas and shit, and like
exactly
and bazookas.
Like, not even exaggerating, and you could tell that his parents like probably really encouraged him and stuff.
I don't know. Yeah. Or completely ignored him.
Oh, yeah. No. He's a big sports kid, so.
Yes, he was. As was his older brother.
Yes.
Because I remember they tried to make me play football in
oh
the front
God.
Yard. And I had no idea how to do it. And I finally got the ball, and they kind of like snuck it to me. So I start running, and I start like singing like Eye of the Tiger. Or like going like, or something like, you know. I was
what
going,
a Dah, loser. Dah,
Da-na, something like well, I was running, so they saw me and they tackled me.
Yeah, they did.
And I remember this kid went up to me. He's like, "You don't start singing when you get the ball. You just run."
It would have been great if you started doing the Guile theme from Street Fighter. That's a big. That's like a big thing now in the fighting game community.
No, it is.
But yeah, like when like matches are starting to get down to the wire, the whole crowd starts going da-na-na-na-na for every single game. It's.
But
what's up gone.
In that moment, you were living the movie.
Your car's gone.
Car's gone.
Where'd it go?
Got repoed.
Oh. You should have paid your bills, little man.
I got a new bus.
You got a new bus?
So you trade in your car for a bus.
I got a new bus.
A brand new bus. Oh. Nice. You got to smoke weed on that bus?
Yeah.
You and the band going to get high on that bus?
See you later.
Brendan's got his
moving along.
15 seconds of fame there.
Anyway.
So anyway, yeah.
Right.
What the hell is Figure It Out?
Figure It Out was a game show in the, I would say, mid-90s.
So
that was on Nickelodeon,
DQ'd.
Hosted by Summer Sanders. And what they would do is they'd have somebody on who would have done something interesting or created something interesting or really not interesting. All but right. But the panel would try to guess what it was while trying to make it funny.
Now I remember.
And then they would just randomly get slimed if they said a word.
These are the shows that I would like be flicking through the channels because I was still watching TV at the time. Yeah. And I would like come across and be like, what are they doing now? Like, yeah. And that was one of them. I remember seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
It was on during the summer lineup.
Lori Beth Denberg.
Speaking of Lori Beth Denberg,
she hot?
Today on this in Slovakia,
Jesus,
it's the day of the victims of the Holocaust and of racial violence day.
Oh. So isn't that every day?
We can all celebrate and rejoice for Slovakia today.
Celebrate?
Yes.
It's, seriously, isn't that every single day that we hear about it?
Potentially.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I found a thing. It was a
potentially.
It was about a Star Wars book. It was like a little flyer, and on the very top it says "Straight from the Holocron," and I thought it said Holocaust. I was like, "What? Oh,
what?"
Straight from the Holocaust.
Straight right from the Holocaust. Star Wars.
Vintage 1942.
Yes. Wow.
That was vintage.
Oh, God. Nick News with Linda Ellerbe.
Oh, Nick News. Oh. W5.
Oh, terrible.
We had to watch that in school.
Oh,
Nick News
it.
W5.
Yeah, because they always want. That was like. It was.
They were like cable in the classroom.
Yes.
Cable in the classroom.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Linda. Linda Eller fucking shits.
Yeah. And then she would host.
She got cancer.
They do like those.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh.
Her and Lynn Thigpen are fucking.
They would have those like special interest kind of shows. Those random.
Sure,
like,
absolutely.
And it would always be hosted by her.
Nick.
And that was the only time you saw her outside of like 6 a.m.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I hated her. There
Dark
was something
Side
so
1939.
Like, oh.
Oof. Linda Ellerbe.
Yeah. Is she dead yet?
I believe she's still alive.
Are there any Jedi's in here?
More and more.
Order 66. Was there any Jedi's in here?
So Linda Ellerbe.
I'm a Jedi.
Looks like shit.
Linda Ellerbe.
Steve? Is that her?
Yeah. Would you?
I got to see a little bit bigger.
A little bigger? Yeah.
We need a picture with some tits.
Tits.
Did Linda Ellerbe ever expose her bosoms?
Linda Smellerbe. It stinks. Yeah, I really was not a fan of her.
No.
I just hated the show, and it really seemed like, even as like a kid, like even a preteen, I could tell there was something like off about it.
She looks
and
like a nasty teacher.
Oh, yeah, she does. She really does. Oh. She looks like a nasty liberal asshole. That's what she looks like.
Yeah.
I bet she's big.
She's like, I want laws passed for everyone to wear bike helmets.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, well, all hours of the day.
Cable in the classroom. Liberal in the classroom.
Marilyn Manson makes kids commit violence.
She's still alive. She's 68.
I'd do it.
Wow. For the story?
You can't. She looks clean.
Ah, whatever. What else we got? What other shows did we watch on Nick? Nick at Night.
Hold on. I believe we have an update on Brendan
game?
And the car situation.
Oh,
Brendan, what's up?
Lost my car.
Okay, and now where was the last place you had it?
I lost my car.
Oh, okay. So have you filed a report for the missing
car?
Pretty much. He's just letting you know.
He lost his car.
Yeah, but where was it the last time you saw it?
I saw it.
Good, you saw it.
Where?
Bed.
It was in Leah's bed?
You think she took it?
Sorry, Leah's bed.
Now, Brendan, over here. Kevin, hi. Last time we spoke to you, you had a new bus.
Yeah, he said, this interview's over.
Last time we spoke to you, you had a new bus. What is the update on your bus?
I lost my car.
You lost your car now. Where is the car? Probably in Leah's bed?
I lost Hunter's car.
Brendan.
You lost Hunter's car.
Brendan, on an aside, who farted? Oh, we lost him.
Oh, there it is.
You found it?
It's under there? Yeah. We're under the couch?
Brendan.
It's under here?
Oh.
Brendan, you hear that?
Brendan, did you hear that? Who farted?
Gaseous.
Who farted?
Gaseous anomalies.
Who farted?
Daddy!
Yeah!
Little gaseous.
Oh, by the way, it stinks.
That's precious.
It stinks.
These are the moments that make life worth living.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now get him the hell out of here.
Beat it.
Now beat it, Brendan.
Beat it, Ken.
Go to bed.
Let's just keep the camera on the Chode Warriors over here.
Speaking of Chode Warriors, today, September 9th, it is the Independence Day for North Korea.
Oh, really?
Also known as Republic Day. Mm. The proclamation of the Republic, which occurred in 1948 on this day.
And coincidentally, in South Korea, it is celcelebrate nerds who die in cafes while playing video games for entire weekends without eating.
It's also celebrate nerds who got destroyed in Columbine.
You mean like
wow.
You mean like the candy?
Yes.
Aristostats.
Nice.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. What else we got, Kev?
What?
What else we got?
Why are you going to me?
We're the one who's got the on this day. Metalingus over here.
I can go for a break right about now.
Wow.
Yeah, a little sleepy.
I gotta urinate.
On this day, last week.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Wow.
Go back.
Harry Farrell's Jewish.
Who let the dogs out?
Howl, howl, howl.
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 All right. Ruff, ruff, ruff.
So I saw a post Brian Shapiro made.
Really?
And I criticized him for it.
Oh, yeah?
What would that be?
Because he said that Green Day is his favorite band of all time.
All
get right out of town.
Time.
All time.
All time favorite band. I said, and I quote, that really should not be your favorite band. That's like saying clay is your favorite food because you could potentially eat it. Listen to other music. And then someone else on his friends list got so upset and told me that I was like rude and disrespectful. That's the whole point.
Yes.
Did you put, quote, we tend to offend?
Yeah. Hashtag well, tend to offend.
I should have just linked to the show, yeah.
Yeah. You think that's bad?
Listen, I'm
wait,
not.
Wait, do we talk about Baby
I actually like Green Day, but it's definitely not the greatest band of all time.
No.
It's almost as bad as raping babies.
Green Day is one of those bands that like I can tolerate hearing them because I heard them so much. I know all the lyrics, all their songs.
Yes.
And that's basically
I'm just the opposite. I've heard them so much that I can't tolerate hearing them.
Got it. Got it.
It's brutal. Speaking of brutal, on this day in 1863, the Union Army entered Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Aristostat.
Wow. And Shapiro also said, hey, man, I could have said something about Alanis Morissette.
You know what else I can say? You spelled her fucking name wrong.
Boom!
And I never would have known that if Matt didn't say so.
Just saying.
Okay, well, he's saying that they're not the best band, but they're his favorite.
I'm not saying they're the best band.
I'm just saying I have poor taste in music.
I'm not saying my religion is the best religion, but it's my favorite.
Guys, I'm not saying I like all their music, but, you know, everything after Dookie was pretty cool.
I'm not saying I want to be an American Idiot. I just am an American Idiot.
I'm not saying that a yarmulke is my favorite yarmulke. It's just my...
Guys,
it hides like my potential bald spot.
Wow. I don't know if you heard, but it's something unpredictable.
Shit, I fucked that joke up.
But in the end, it's right.
I'm not saying my yarmulke is my favorite hat, but it's... Fuck.
He's getting
I hope
upset.
We have the time of your life.
All right, this is me shutting off the mic.
Bye.
And B-Shaps is getting upset. We got to get him back on the show when I'm here.
Yeah, so you can rip him.
Why? So he can hang himself from my ceiling fan?
He might happen. Brian Shapiro is hanging from the ceiling fan
He's
going
to take his neon green fucking shoelaces, wrap it around his neck.
Hang those himself. Are neon green. I thought they were yellow.
No, whatever
they were that bright.
Highlighter yellow shoes.
You know, when you look at those highlighter
they were tie
markers quickly, it looks like it says Hitler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quick. You're like, you have to like take a double look on it. You're like,
Hitler?
Whoa, like
oh, highlighter. Oh, okay. Oh.
It looks very similar.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm eating penne vodka.
I'm Brian Shapiro.
That's pretty fucking good. I
hey
must say.
Guys, it's me, Shapiro.
What?
We're hanging out with you guys to do the show.
The Dr. Frank.
Up to you guys.
Up cool. to you guys.
I don't have money, but my parents do.
How much are you going to pay?
Oh, I don't know about as much as these shoes cost because I got big, loud shoes.
Loud shoes?
I got these big, yellow, loud shoes. Everybody knows I'm here.
You can hear me walking in.
I can feel the light bending when I walk in.
Wow. He's like, never mind.
Okay.
I was going he's like disrupting the cosmic background radiation of the universe.
Exactly. Actually, I don't mind his big bright yellow shoes. It could have been Jesus' fucking flip-flops.
Yeah.
What?
After he ripped them what? What?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. That was, actually hurt my ear.
That is, yeah. Ah. Some trouble there.
Take a whiff of that shit.
Double trouble.
Fucking camera, dude.
Hey, it's Brian Shapiro here. Glad you farted, because why are you guys watching China porn? Because I want to see it. I want to pay for it because I'm a Jew.
Wow.
Why don't you go rent it like every other sleazy fucking
download
wrestling
it?
Fan?
You know, I did, I don't know if you guys saw, I did find the little advertisement for it, the poster, I guess. You could
yeah,
call, I don't know
yeah,
what
yeah,
you call
yeah.
it. When
the
show promotional art.
Yeah. Threw that up there on the
and I
the
threw up face. After I saw it.
She didn't look that.
Well, she was airbrushed.
I would definitely.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did a lot of work on her.
She definitely looks more like a woman now.
Yeah,
than she ever did.
But don't treat her.
Don't treat her like a woman.
But also, you don't want to treat her like a man.
Just no. treat her
for just who she is. Am.
Who she am.
Queen of the Ring.
Queen of the Ring.
Yeah. Queen of the size.
Joni
Lauer.
Lauer.
I totally would do it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, totally would. Gross.
Four wacky scenes of wrestle fucking.
Matt, you would too. You know it.
She's disgusting. What is wrong with you?
Queen of the Ring. Right?
Yeah.
More like Queen Battle of Royal. The Wang. Dicks.
Yeah. Mm. She.
No, this isn't it.
She's basically going to be dead within a few years.
Yeah, I'm surprised she's not already.
I'm just letting that out there.
You probably could just go right to the Facebook page.
Yeah, maybe, but I just.
There's a Facebook page for that porno?
No, I mean, the Aristocrats Facebook page?
Oh.
Where I posted the.
That's right.
Oh, on Kratz or on the porno. Aristocrats?
Oh, are you. Do you mean the. Super secret Facebook group?
Well, what about
Whoa.
Yowza.
We're not supposed to talk about it.
No. We can't get to it.
We're not supposed to talk about it or say that it's not for getting homosexual activity.
Yikes. Us.
So, is it there? I see a lot of...
What is this?
Watch this. Jamie, I'd like more penne vodka, but could you please remove the peas from the penne vodka for me?
Why are you lathering your hands right now?
She's getting ready.
I'm about to
get
cranked. Oh, suckers.
Oh, shit.
She's getting ready to go skiing.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting cranked off.
Here's the here's a trailer.
Oh,
ooh,
no.
Ooh, yes. Ooh. My phone.
Victory.
See, I would fuck her.
No. Oh, God.
Here she comes, her entrance.
Yeah.
Oh.
I saw her cooch. Nice.
She got nice tits.
They're fake.
Oh, it's Hulk.
Fake as shit.
Who cares?
Not Hulk Hogan.
Wow, she looks good.
I had a boner already.
Cena. I don't know who that guy's supposed
to
be.
Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio.
Goldberg. Hogan.
Yeah.
This is serious.
All they show you. Yep.
I bet that's probably all they can show you.
Yeah.
Huh. Right? Because it's so filthy and wild and
it is.
China getting bang.
It's horrendous.
The more I think of it, the less I want to see it.
So wait, you wouldn't suck her tits?
What?
I wouldn't suck her tits with your dick.
Wow.
Hmm.
Just thinking about it.
What? I totally would. I'd do it. I would have been casting that porno if you let me.
Wow. Who would you have been?
Are you putting your arm over your head?
Ding dong,
and
Bundy?
Then noticing on the camera that...
Oh. Then my belly's hanging out?
your stomach keeps hanging out?
No, I'm looking at your eyes, actually.
Okay.
Ding dong Bundy.
Ding dong Bundy, is that the name?
That's going to be who you would be.
If you were booked for it.
Fuck you guys.
Okay.
So you'd probably be the red.
Well, he's really big, and then when you apply it to a ding dong, it makes sense, right?
You'd probably be the red rooster, because it's a cock.
Just a red cock.
With the big red.
More people eating stuff. Too bad Sean's not here anymore.
Where the people eaters?
There he is.
Hey, there's people eating people.
A Northern California mixed martial artist accused of ripping out his friend's heart and removing his tongue while the two were on hallucinogenic drugs.
Kano
has pleaded guilty to murder. Oh my God.
This guy literally ripped the heart out of somebody.
Yes.
Total Kano.
Who's this guy?
Give me that microphone.
Here, come get it.
He's back.
He made an appearance.
Sweet. Whatever.
How much do we charge you for that appearance?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll pay you.
Cover it in Dapper's next check.
Yes, he pleaded guilty to first-degree murder involving mayhem on the March 21st, 2010 death of his sparring partner.
Mm.
Oh, this is a while ago. Oh, hi, person. Just walking in.
Oh, whoops.
Hey, walk-in person. Thanks for...
Sorry, we don't take walk-ins.
Thanks for respecting their bullshit.
Yeah.
You fucking
jerk.
Can't
you see we're doing a fake radio show?
Yeah, piece of shit.
Jesus Christ.
Can't hear you. Can't hear you. Got the headphones on. Noise canceling.
Yeah.
Can't hear.
So anyway, this story's done. Thanks.
No thanks.
Hell yes. Yeah. You're great. I like you.
We like you now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Whose house is this?
That's my... This is off my house. Go home.
I'm sorry. What was that last part, Brendan? You want us to what? Go where?
said go home.
Right now?
Yeah.
But we're doing something. We're making radio gold.
Yeah. We're mining for radio gold.
Need to go home.
I guess we need to go home.
All right.
Take it home, guys.
It's been good, guys.
Right, yeah. Let's go to the finish.
Right. I mean,
jeez.
Thanks.
This is
precious.
Jesus.
One-handed.
Yeah. So does that count? Did my sister-in-law just crank me up?
She just cranked off the top there.
Did she just polish my tip?
I think so.
Pop the top. B.
She's got some grip.
That was definitely not acceptable.
Hey, Jane. I use the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
Let's fill it up.
Speaking of using the bathroom, on this day in 1956, Elvis Presley appeared for the first time on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Wow, did he take a shit and die?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
Well, I mean, not on the Ed Sullivan Show, but eventually in life.
What up?
Oh, my God. Matt is getting a boner.
Hi.
A little bit.
Oh. Yeah, that's really great.
Yeah, you can also grab me a Coca-Cola out of that fridge there one time.
We are all drink friends it up. Clanking
Have
beers.
A hug, Justine.
Oh, no, he like farted that. At you.
Blast some wind in
I just
your
farted
direction.
On my sister-in-law again.
Again.
Big
for the
150,000
Actually, that's the sister-in-law that I held her on the ground and farted on her cranium 2 days after I met her.
Wait, so how many people in that family did you hold down and fart on their heads?
Jamie's mom, Jamie.
Was it just your thing? That was your go-to?
Yeah, farting rules.
Yeah. It's a little quiet here. I'm going to fart on your head.
It's like Ravens
you got
rules.
In trouble, though.
Right? I did. Was Matt here when I was
I don't think Matt
that?
Has any idea.
Kevin Horton. So this morning. I haven't had a show in a little while.
Yeah. Kevin
so
Horton.
I've been letting the body hair grow out.
Yeah.
So I'm laying in bed with my chick this morning.
Oh
and she
boy.
Keeps pointing out that I have one really long nipple hair. And she's insistent on ripping it out.
Oh, no.
But she, you know, at first it's just talk. She's like, I want to grab it. I'm like, no. No, don't do it. No. So then she comes after me. And I don't know. I got frightened, Matthew. I got frightened. I got nervous.
The prospect of this one long nipple hair being removed.
Yeah,
forcibly,
it was gonna hurt.
You know.
So I farted on her.
Oh man.
I cut the meanest gasser on her, and her initial response is, "Oh, I felt that on my leg," which then turned into, "You have no respect for our relationship."
Wow.
I'm not talking to you.
Jesus.
And she held on to that for about 2 hours.
Wow. She wouldn't talk to him.
She didn't.
I like what your excuse was.
It was an self-defense. Involuntary response because I was frightened. You know, like a
fight or flight.
Yeah,
fight or
I was
flight.
Just trying to protect
fart
myself.
Or flight.
So I cut a hot gas on her leg.
Nice.
Well, I like it. What just scared you?
I don't know. I farted. Too. It smells.
It's the thought of that.
That's penne vodka right there.
Mm. Penne vodka.
Getting worried about Derek. He had a piece of pizza.
Oh, good God.
He's done. He really is. I remember back in the day when we did the show, Derek had this little thing he would do when he would fart, because he farted basically as often as Steve, I would say.
More so.
More? Even more than you?
Yeah, because I actually got grossed out about that fat pig.
Wow. Anyway. Yes, because Derek's farts cause nosebleeds.
It does.
Derek would do this thing where he would... You knew the fart was coming because the headset would come off, and then all of a sudden he would start unwinding the microphone cord. And it was the exact same winding motion, like probably like to the micron every single time. It was there it is. There it is. He just did it for us. And he would release probably good 4 or 5 times a show.
Release.
Yes. And release. That has not happened. When was the last time you farted on air?
I can on air. I don't know. Don't know.
Well, you can fart like when you're not like wearing
pants.
If
I'm laying on my side, if I'm laying on my left side,
so
I can release gas.
So your ass cheek covers your sphincter. And
well, no, what happens is all the liquidy goodness kind of goes
in the basin
to the side. Yeah,
it goes in the basin.
There's like a basin where all the water goes, so the air can come out.
It's like an aqueduct system.
Yes. I have an aqueduct.
Aqueduct butt.
Yeah, holding my diarrhea.
Well, that's all the energy out after the water.
Because I don't risk it often, but sometimes I'll use the bathroom, get back in bed, and I'll just feel like, well, I bet, my stomach. I'm like, again?
I bet sometimes you just can't wait to get into the bathroom just to fart into the bowl.
Yeah.
Just to like actually experience the exhilaration of the release of gas.
Yeah. It's pretty much what I just did.
Yeah. I bet you did. Sometimes I do that if I'm out somewhere. I'm like, I really got to fart. And I'll just go into the bathroom and just hope something comes out.
Yeah.
But it's just like,
bowl farts are the best.
Bowl farts.
Nice big echoey bowl farts.
I call them arena farts.
Yeah. Arena rock.
A Coliseum gasser.
Yes.
You know, all this talk about farts reminds me that it was this day in 2010 that a natural gas pipeline explosion in San Bruno, California created a, quote, wall of fire more than 1,000 feet high.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, that was today.
I've been farting 1,000-foot wall of fire.
Yes. Toilet bowl farts.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it. I felt it. Just goes all through the plumbing.
Yeah, they're just hearing it in China right now.
Yeah.
What's the, let's do the rest of the show in echo.
You make it the fart. You make it the fart of my toilet.
It's like a Chinese Italian.
You make it the fart.
Put us in echo. Put us in echo.
Why?
Because you wanted to, actually, when we first started doing a show.
I thought it would be funny, but it's actually pretty bad.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's a little too much.
Yeah, it's a lot
Is
of
there
echo.
A way you can...
yeah, I can...
He can
take it back a little.
You got to do the baseball announcer.
Yeah. Ooh.
And now batting.
You got to get the NPR thing going.
Excuse me.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, let's watch something.
Okay.
You mean like football?
Oh, fuck you. I don't like this whole football thing, by the way.
You can put your hands on her, and you can hug her, and you can kiss her, and you can tell you love her one more day again.
Wait, what?
We're happy to report the safe end to the scare of a lifetime for the family of this 13-year-old girl.
Oh,
she finally
found
her, and
her
dad
they got
scared.
On their way home to Cyprus from Tennessee.
Obama!
Where she was pulled over
That's what he's
by
gonna be
a
doing
state
after
trooper.
He loses
the girl took her brother's car and hit the road to meet a boy in Kentucky she met online. She drove from Northwest
map,
Harris County through Hope, Arkansas,
this
got
was the
as
path
far as Nashville. Now, Larry Seward is live in the family's neighborhood tonight.
Seward? Cunt?
There,
Did you say
I'm
his
sure, Larry.
Name was Seward?
Yeah. Well, at least it will be when both get back here. Beth will be home here in
oh,
Cyprus sometime
Larry
tomorrow,
Seward.
And she will not be facing any charges or have any citations.
Authorities What's your name? Larry Cunt. Can't
the
use that.
Priority is getting her back here safely. Both parents are ecstatic.
Ecstatic.
Maybe the C word was coon.
She Tressa Robinson can smile.
She
her
looks like a
13-year-old daughter Beth, missing for more than 24
she's
hours,
brute.
Is coming home to Cyprus.
She looks like she was
dad.
Very old when she
I
had
just
her.
Just want your baby back. I mean, that's all I can say.
I can't wait to see her and
wait.
Just hug her and
all of her.
Know that she's home.
A trooper
Sounds
found
like
Beth driving on I-40 near Nashville, Tennessee. At exit 196, she almost hit a guardrail.
Uh-oh.
She was scared. She was nervous. And she was still
yeah, was
explaining
she?
To them that she was trying
she
to
She drove
get
across
to,
several state lines to go get Dick. How scared was she?
Kentucky yeah. to see this little boy, Dylan.
Little boy.
Dylan and Beth
Dildo?
Met online through Xbox 360.
Ooh.
For weeks, mm-hmm. they played long hours, chatting and sending love
long
notes
hours.
Until Beth's father stopped it. Then
I
the
love
sign
you.
Note to mom and dad appeared. Beth blamed bullies at Ooh. School, threatened suicide. She took her brother's car, her mom's ATM card, and drove toward Kentucky.
You
no
go,
one
girl.
Saw her for hours.
She's retarded
Beth's
looking.
Father left
yeah,
to wow. find her.
It's really scary.
Although she looks like she has
a
big
You know
hands.
What he looks like? He looks like the Brooklyn Brawler. Doesn't he look like Steve Lombardi?
14 hours of driving, and you know,
no.
all you want to
no.
know is that you
no.
can
no.
hug her again.
I think
you
nope.
know you love her.
Screenshot.
Things changed in this Arkansas town named Hope,
Valero.
Right outside
Hope.
This gas station. Beth stopped for fuel. Her card was declined six times, giving her father and authorities tracking charges time to gain ground. Strangers gave Beth gas
Dumb
money,
kid.
But authorities in Tennessee were waiting.
We were walking out the door when the phone call rang, and I had to run back in the house and catch the phone, and they said, we found your daughter. We have her in custody.
How'd you find her? We looked
when
up.
I was like, oh,
she's pretty
you,
big.
Jesus.
Then Beth's parents thought
she's
it best.
A blimp face.
Father and daughter
really
tried
does.
To meet Dylan.
my husband and I have.
She looks like she has very abnormal body proportions.
Like,
if she didn't have that, she might actually be cute.
She's like a flatso, maybe?
Yeah, but like a very large, like, 12-year-old's home, but large posterior and like thick thighs but skinny little legs and, like,
and one other the beefy arms. It turns out Beth, when she was leaving and running away, she swapped plates on her brother's car.
What?
With those from a neighbor's vehicle. So tonight, her mom's also trying to sort that out. We are live in Cyprus. Larry, C.
It's
with HOU.
Give him back the plates.
Thanks, Larry.
So basically, she was planning to do another run or something there and wanted to...
She wanted to go meet her boy toy. And where was it? Wyoming?
Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville.
Well, that's where she ended up.
That's where she ended up. She came
going,
from Arkansas.
I think they're going somewhere in Kentucky.
Kentucky? Maybe?
She was 13. This guy was 12.
Was he 12?
Yeah.
Do we have confirmation
on
that?
Yeah, it's probably some old guy.
Yeah.
Did they,
she never got
did
to
they
the
interview him?
Yeah.
I was so bummed because I thought I was going to get laid.
Damn it.
She didn't show up.
I mean, she was fat, but whatever. I put my dick in it.
I mean, her avatar on Xbox Live is pretty hot.
Yeah.
So I figured, you know, that'd be sweet.
Her avatar was Reptar from Rugrats. I thought that was pretty cool.
She beat me a few times at COD, so I figured she's pretty good with her hands. So.
My God.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
That was just a little ditty right there. That's
like just a little thing.
I mean, I didn't care if she's going to be fat because I hear fat girls really, like, suck the dick well.
Because they think it's like, food.
She, like, wow.
She like
beat
me at, like, B-Opt. So I was like, let me hit you in the wet spot.
Which one?
We played Gears Which a few one? Times, and I was just waiting for her to come over because I was wanting a hand job.
My played
buddy,
what?
My buddy told me to sweat.
Sweat.
I was going to put some flour on her and look for the wet spot. Signing out.
It could have been
logging off.
It could have been roll sweat.
Goodbye.
Roll sweat.
Yeah.
Oh, those like roll bars.
Do you want? You guys want to talk about the funniest film ever?
No. Oh,
yes.
Boy. Now I know that you're staring right at it, but what would you think the funniest film ever would be? Well, that doesn't mean look at it more. Do you know, can you tell what that is?
Short Circuit 2?
No. What?
Wow.
I actually love that movie.
I can see what it is. I was trying to be silly.
Okay, well, I'll just say.
I'll go ahead and guess.
All right, go ahead.
I'm going to say the funniest film ever is either Dumb and Dumber or Step Brothers.
Wow.
No and no.
You pretty much just picked the same movie from two different eras.
Well, they researched how many laughs per minute average.
Oh, okay.
Now, and is this like legit?
Like new audiences? Like you people have never seen this movie before. We're going to see how much you laugh.
Or did somebody sit there and go, oh, punchline. Oh, punchline.
This was based on a panel of members of the movie subscription service Love Film, which is a British or European, kind of like British Netflix.
Yeah.
So they were the ones who they did the research with.
Okay.
So what do you think they came up with as the funniest movie ever?
I mean, this is
That's hard.
That's a
can
broad
you give
range.
Can you give us a decade?
Decade?
No, 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 no.
80s.
Oh, 80s.
80s?
Boo.
Well, there goes What About Bob.
Yeah.
Is it 80s?
It's 80s.
You guess first, Matt.
In other words, no one knows.
How about...
Leslie Nielsen was in it.
Oh, come on. So it's an airplane movie?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, come on.
Airplane 1. 3 laughs a minute.
Come on.
That's a lot.
That is a lot, but I don't... really?
Hey.
All right. Airplane? I mean, it's not. I'm not saying it's... there's got to be
this
something...
This is research.
...better than that.
Number 2, The Hangover.
Okay.
2.4 laughs a minute.
Okay.
Number 3, The Naked Gun.
Wait,
no.
2.3 laughs a minute.
See that?
Just under The Hangover.
No.
What do you mean
agree?
No?
I don't agree.
You don't like the Naked Gun movies?
I mean, they're
what
good,
about, like,
but
Fatal Attraction or something?
It's just excessively overused. Like, it's just
goofy?
dumb punchline over and over.
Well,
like,
Mask.
I could do without it. Rocky Dennis?
Son of the Mask.
Son of the Mask.
Oh, that Mask. Oh.
Jaws 3.
My mom says I look like a lion. Careful, little man. There's a wire there.
Well, he's learning. What about
Cher was a whore in that movie.
She was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, number four at 1.9 laughs a minute, we have Superbad.
Okay.
Pretty funny movie. I enjoyed it.
Never was there a title that fit a movie better.
Ha! Ha ha ha! 1.7 laughs a minute, Borat.
Dude, yeah. I fell asleep during the opening credits of that movie.
Boring.
That movie put the bore in Borat.
It really did, actually. It was horrendous.
No, I thought it was pretty good.
1.6 laughs a minute, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Anchor shit.
That was a very good movie.
Anchor dick.
You know what? I bought that movie, and I actually watched it with Lauren and Steve number one. Yeah. And we sat there, and we were so just disappointed with it.
More like
Lauren
Anchor
also
nap.
Made me shut off Super Troopers. So
yeah,
all right, that's a good movie. Is that on the list?
I don't particularly like that movie either.
Good movie.
See, Matt's not a huge fan of Will Ferrell at all.
Yeah, well, he wasn't in Super Troopers.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm just saying in general. the Anchor Man fuckers.
Anchor shit.
Well,
yeah.
They're making another.
There
one
was
now.
Like there was like three or four times that movie I laughed, and one of them didn't have anything to do with Will Ferrell. It was when the bear was talking, because I was just reading what it was saying. And I thought it was hilarious. But yeah, that movie was like, it was so hyped, and I was really like, all right, finally, this is going to be the Will Ferrell movie that's going to it's gonna do it for me.
I saw it like three times in theaters.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Yeah.
You liked it that much?
I liked it. It was really good.
Did you ever see the unofficial sequel?
Yes, I have it.
Yeah.
With all the non-used material?
Yeah. There was so much material from all the ad-libbing and all that shit.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
And unused takes and whatever.
And that unused they made, story plot, too.
Yeah, there was a whole different story that was supposed to go into the original Anchorman that they ended up, when editing everything together, cut out.
Maya Rudolph was a part of.
That made...
Which I can't stand
her. Or Big Pregnant Boobies.
When they put out the DVD, you could buy the extra bullshit on another DVD called... I think it's called Wake Up Ron
Wake
Burgundy.
Up Ron Burgundy.
Yeah. I've heard all about
an
this.
An unofficial sequel.
I actually gave the movie, my copy, to someone who loved it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here, take
not,
it.
That girl does not talk to me anymore.
She's like, why'd you give me this?
Or is she just too busy getting off to how funny it is?
Number seven, 1.5 laughs a minute, American Pie.
Yawn.
Eh.
It's
all right.
For the time. But it's one of those that went with, like, shocking humor.
Yes.
And that never holds up. Like, you go back and check out, I mean...
Shocking humor?
Yeah.
I think that's what he said.
The guy fucked a pie, man.
He did.
Come on.
A warm one.
I was waiting for a sound effect or something.
I don't know. There you go. Number eight, a pretty recent one at 1.4 laughs a minute, Bridesmaids.
Terrible.
Which was, did you see it?
Yeah. The movie sucked.
You didn't like it?
What about Wedding Crashers?
That movie was awful.
That was funny.
The only thing that was funny about it was the fat broad.
Yeah, she was pretty funny.
Queen Latifah?
Yeah, that was her.
Queen Latifah?
I hate the fact that Tim Heidecker is in it, and he doesn't have one line.
Heidecker.
He was the husband getting married, and he didn't say one word in the entire film.
Yeah, that movie sucked.
Oh, I beg to differ. Please, please differ.
There was a minivan full of puppies.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
And just a bunch of chicks shitting.
Oh, wow, that's why Derek liked it.
Chicks shitting and a minivan full of puppies. And
yes.
That's
chicks shitting in the middle of the street in a wedding dress. Well,
Brian Shapiro is being offended by this, apparently, because he signed the fuck out.
Oh, excuse me, Brian.
Please.
It's bedtime.
Why does this keep going behind every day?
It's bedtime on Chavez.
Number nine, one of my favorite movies of all time, at 1.3 laughs a minute, Shaun of the Dead.
Okay.
Better?
I'm with it.
Okay.
Never saw it.
I actually watched that. I think I watched that at your house.
I never saw it.
In the Highlands, and I think you were asleep.
Cool.
But
very good movie.
I don't like that humor.
You don't like the British humor?
No. Don't like it. Don't like Monty Python.
Then you'll hate number 10, Life of Brian.
Wow.
At 1.2 laughs a minute.
What is that?
Life of Brian? Monty Python?
I am not into anything Monty Python.
Why is that?
Just not my thing. All
right.
You're saying stupid, Derek. All right.
Hey.
Stupid.
It's not everybody's cup of tea.
Not. I knew a lot of people in high school who liked that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like too much.
Too much.
Let's see what else we got here.
What other movie? What movies did personally?
What?
Did everybody here like find funny?
Schindler's List.
Okay. Okay. Good. We're going somewhere now. Okay.
No?
Steve?
Speed.
I don't know if you're taking this seriously, Steve.
My favorite movie of
the
all time.
The Boy in the Striped Pajamas?
Comedy-wise, is probably Dumb and Dumber.
Brian's song?
The Good Son?
Coley Culkin?
Frodo? Coley Killen, right?
The movie did rule.
I'm actually surprised that The Problem Child 1 and 2 didn't make the list.
Fucking great movies.
Fucking John Ritter, man.
He's dead now.
Very. And the broad who played the wife in the first movie plays the other chick's mom in the second movie, but you almost can't tell.
Oh.
Yeah.
How about that?
The little girl, her mom, was the wife from the first movie.
How'd they get away with that?
They changed her hair color. Oh, okay. Put glasses on her.
I'm a big fan of, Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah. Oh, it's not a tumor.
No, like it's
not. Don't you dare.
It's not a humor.
And let's not forget Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way.
All right, don't fuck around with Jingle All the Way.
Why?
Because that was a great fucking movie.
That wasn't.
These
are all, of course, jokes for me. I don't like any of those movies.
What else? What else was funny?
Anything with Arnold.
Twins. What twins?
Junior.
Actually, Commando.
The one
who
had
funny.
A baby.
The one was the one with Jesse Ventura in it.
Predator.
Jesse
Predator.
The Body Ventura.
Predator.
Jesse the Predator Ventura.
Come here, little girl. I was the governor of Minnesota. Yes, former aristocrat Pat and I have this thing where I say I can do anybody's any impression.
Any
celebrity.
Any and hack I just, impression.
Yes, and I just do Jesse the Body Ventura saying, hi, I'm whoever. Like, he'll be like, do Jerry Seinfeld. I go, how you doing? My name's Jerry Seinfeld. I was the governor of Minnesota.
B. Arthur.
How you doing? My name's B. Arthur. That actually works.
It kind of does. It really does.
So basically, all you can do is Ventura.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. That was the joke.
Stan.
Steve's mother-in-law.
How you doing? I'm Steve's mother-in-law.
Blue cheese though.
Pass me that Tupperware.
Pass me the Tupperware. I need some of that Tupperware, y'all. I put some blue cheese to put on my toes in the Tupperware. I gotta seal up some of these croquettes. Seal up these croquettes. You're good for 2 or 3 days after this motherfucker. A little more blue cheese for these 9/11 wings. I like buffalo wings, mild wings, and hot wings, and all of them go blue cheese.
And Eric is crying again.
Sometimes I go for a pedicure, and I let them paint my nails with blue cheese. I got a blue cheese French manicure.
Pedicure.
Sometimes I go to a restaurant and I order myself some blue cheese with a side of wings. Sometimes I
Is that the appetizer or the entree?
Sometimes I accidentally ask them to set me in the smoking section.
I don't think there are smoking sections anymore, ma'am. I don't.
No, I want to sit down and I want to light my cigarette before I have my appetizers.
Well, you can't do that in here, but I'll take your appetizer order. What would you like?
Blue cheese and a side of blue cheese, please.
Right away, ma'am.
My cigarettes don't have tar in them. They got blue cheese.
This is not okay.
Well.
I think everyone has pulled away from the microphones.
I wonder why.
I don't even know why this is funny anymore.
Oh, I'm sweating.
Oh, my eyes. No one.
Now I'm ready for dessert. I want some blue cheese with some blue cheese sprinkles.
What? I don't think we have that on the menu.
menu.
I said, I want some goddamn blue cheese sprinkles.
I was already sweating, but now I'm sweating more.
Can I get you something to drink with that?
I want a blue cheese shake. And a tall glass of iced blue cheese.
You want some whipped cream on that shake?
Matt is in the corner crying. Clint says blue cheese cheesecake.
Blue cheesecake. I want some soft baked blue cheese cookies.
For those that are scratching their heads, we're talking about Steve's mother-in-law. And his sister-in-law walked in the room and was staring at us, wondering why we were laughing. And no one had the heart to say.
She even said, what's so funny?
No one had the heart to say, your mother.
Your mother.
God, I'm hurting.
Oh, Matt launched his headphones, microphone, and phone across the room.
Threw everything on the floor and ran away.
To go weep.
The best part about it, I ordered the appetizer. I couldn't hold it no more.
Ice blue cheese.
Some blue cheese with a side of blue cheese, please.
I had the common courtesy to turn my microphone off when I threw it down.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. No, what got me was this, this tall glass of ice blue cheese, was it?
Yes.
Tall glass.
Oh, shit. Oh.
And that voice was like used for so many different things back in the day, like on the show. That exact voice. Oh man, I'm getting a stomach cramp.
Yeah, I feel like I'm
stoned. Well, can't get much better than that, so let's end it.
All right. That's it.
Thanks, guys.
Can't be topped.
Well, we do only have 5 minutes left.
Yeah. Oh, just topped it.
That's it.
Woof.
Oh,
I can't breathe.
Woof. Oh man,
I'm sure your throat hurts too.
I'm all good.
Yeah.
But actually, my cheekbones hurt from laughing.
What was that?
Dude, that was like a
break. I dropped the mic.
That sounded like you dropped a wet scuba suit.
What? Like I just got out of deep sea diving and I just peeled the suit off.
Wet scuba suit.
Oh, Christ. Anyway.
Wow.
So.
I never thought that would be funny again.
I know.
See, we did that one time off air before show, and we were
probably
dying.
Like a half hour.
And then brought it into the show, and it wasn't as funny, yes. But it was like still, you know, a little funny.
It's because we haven't done it in a while.
But now it's a character now.
Time. Oh, time, man. Makes things funny.
So what's the character's name?
I don't know. Blue Cheese Mama?
Blue Chinda?
Steven?
Blue Chinda. Multiple meetings.
Oh, wow.
My stomach hurts.
Yeah.
When I think about when you originally did it, she was on the phone.
Yes.
She was on the phone. Jimmy was on the phone with her, right?
Yes.
And I think me, you, and Sean were going back and forth.
Ridiculous.
She could definitely hear us.
Shapiro missed out.
Oh my gosh.
Gotta go for the night. Like, what is his bedtime at? Like 8:45?
I guess so.
What a loser.
Maybe that's him ringing the bell.
Do you have any?
Shit.
He's here.
I'm talking to my daughters. Hey, do you have a lightning round set up?
No, I just got. Well, we only have 3 minutes left in the show. So.
You know, speaking of 3 minutes left, and today, 1971. the 4-day Attica prison riot began.
Attica! About this. Attica! Attica!
It eventually resulted in 39 deaths, most caused by state troopers retaking the prison.
Oh, man. Yes. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Anyway. Ben & Jerry's is suing California smut peddler that ripped off its logo for X-rated DVDs. 10 titles in the so-called Ben and Cherries series included Harry Garcia.
Yes.
And Boston Cream Thigh.
Oh.
Ooh, let's come up with new ones.
So
wait a minute. Is that Jiggy Jen? Doesn't she live there?
Yeah. So basically, this company made these pornos out of... oh, there's a video.
Video.
Maybe there's not.
There is no video.
Fuck Verizon. And their stupid cheap internet. Okay. No video. So, yeah, they have things like peanut butter, D-cup.
Yes.
Chocolate fudge babes. New York super fat and chunky.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
And these are, yeah, these are some of the DVD covers no. here.
Oh.
Oh.
Whoa. God, New York.
So they blatantly ripped off the Ben & Jerry's logo, the cows, and all that
stuff.
Whoa. And they, I'm going to go ahead and point out that chocolate fudge babes isn't quite chocolate enough.
No?
They're light chocolate.
Yeah, that was like milk chocolate. Chocolate fudge would be like like purple.
Wait, what are we? Where's chocolate fudge babes? Well, she's Tina.
Like you would expect black. To see like eggplants with arms.
Yeah. Wow. She's like caramel kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, she'd be chocolate caramel babes.
But chunky New York babes is pretty fucking chunky.
Yeah, that's gross. Those are pretty chunky.
Jesus.
Like that's
Christ.
Like that's like mildew underbellies.
That's that fucked up looking guy from before. Like that's how fat that on the left is.
And each one of these are 20 hours long.
What?
Four discs.
Four disc set.
20 hours.
20 hours.
I want
hours
one disc of each, please.
Yeah. 20 hours of your favorite Harry Snatches.
Yeah.
Harry Garcia. You wanted fat? Well, we got 20 hours of the fattest broads of New York.
Holy shit.
Escape from Newport.
Did you say Newport?
New pork.
Oh, I thought you were back on the fudge video.
Yeah.
Cigarettes. Oh,
woof.
Americone cream is another one.
Huh. Okay.
Mm. Can you come up with any in your head?
I'm sure Matt can.
We had that whole skit with the Ben & Jerry's flavors for the diseases and shit.
It's like pralines and lymphoma. Lymphoma. Yeah.
Babes, blue and cheese.
Ben and Jerry, but you have to start every single one with Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
Like you need to lead in with Ben and Jerry's, pralines and lymphoma.
Yeah.
And that's like that just makes it funnier.
Yeah.
Ben and Jerry's
and the word pralines is funny.
Yeah.
It is funny.
Ben and Jerry's dick sucking whores, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get that one after the lawsuit.
Like Ben and Jerry's like chocolate fudge AIDS needle.
Yeah.
Right. And Ben and Jerry's felching jizz all day. Yeah.
We got to have a real flavor in there, though.
Oh, yeah. That was felching.
Yeah.
Oh.
You never had felching before?
Nope.
Hmm.
It's like
do
butterscotch.
Do you sport felcher? Do you remember that joke?
No.
Yes, I do.
You remember that?
I know what it means, too.
What does it mean?
Go on.
It means you support or you act in licking out the dried jizz of a guy's asshole.
Support Felcher.
Oh.
I guess. I don't know.
It's Ben gross. And Jerry's cum soaked titties.
Yeah.
Right?
Bam.
Yeah. I'm on fire. How do I get paid for this?
So you would be like
you don't.
Ben and Jerry's fudge nipple.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah. Ben and Jerry's caramel cum fudge. Cum soaked tits.
There you go. .com.
Soaked.
What?
Soaked. I just picture like spongy, soggy, spongy tits.
Sponge tits.
Sponge tits.
Ben and Jerry smashing it in the shithole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Sponge tits round ass.
Perky pineapple tits.
Why you guys talk about food?
I don't know. That's all we talk about is food and wrestling.
We haven't said wrestling once today.
Ben and Jerry's bologna nips.
Oh, yeah, we did. China.
I got another story here.
Ben and Jerry's wide open labias.
Oh. Roast beef sandwich. Open face Reuben. Man stabbed girlfriend to death who told him she had HIV.
Wow.
Left her body for her kids to find.
Nice.
Here, kids.
Larry Dunn.
Anyway.
36-year-old Texas man is accused of murdering Cicely Bolden, 28.
Cicely?
I'm a Texas man.
Because she revealed that she was HIV positive after the two had sex.
Oh.
The police say that Dunn admitted to the crime, telling detectives, she killed me, so I killed her.
Wow.
Did he get tested?
Yeah, like, does he legit have it?
I don't know.
He won't know for 6 months at least.
Was it like, right after? Like,
he'll find out he's in jail.
They're done, and then she's like, by the way, I have HIV.
Wow. Yeah. Was she a teacher?
By the way, do you have health insurance?
So. Wow.
But she was rightly trying to say that she had a fractured HIP.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. After the couple had sex, Dunn said Bolden revealed her HIV status. Furious, he went to the kitchen, grabbed a knife, and stabbed her to death.
Wow.
Neighbor LaTanya Arnett said Bolden's son and daughter, ages 7 and 8, respectively, came home from school around 3:30 p.m. and found their mother's body.
Revealed her HIV status.
Yeah. So that's the victim right there.
Oh, yeah. She definitely looks like she has AIDS.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you not tell just by looking at her?
It's because she has an AIDS sore on her forehead.
Kinda, and here's the killer.
Oh, boy.
Ah, Kobe Bryant.
What up, Mike?
P. Diddy? I don't know.
He's one of those, like, half lazy eyes.
Well, he's going to jail and she's dead.
And his whole face is off.
Well, she's dead. So.
And he's just another black man in jail with AIDS.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
HIV, man. Get it right.
Well, yeah. Difference.
It looks like he has AIDS in his fucking AIDS. Left eyeball. Our right.
HIV.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Secret Service arrested a Charlotte man for Twitter death threats against Obama.
Oh, boy.
Let's take a look at this guy here.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah.
What? Wait. All right, hold on a second.
Is that Darren Sproles?
Before you liberals say that this is some crazy gunslinging white man, guess what? We're looking at a full-on Jamaican right here.
Yeah.
She's making me crazy.
Yeah. A North Carolina man was arrested yesterday for threatening to kill President Barack Obama in a series of Twitter messages, one of which warned that I'ma hit President Obama with that Lee Harvey Oswald swag.
What?
Wow.
Dante Jamar Sims, 21, is charged with a felony criminal complaint accusing him of threatening the president's life in 5 tweets published on September 3rd.
You know what? If he put that in a song instead of put it on Twitter, it all would have been okay.
Might have gotten away with it. I always said it would be like crazy Muslim that did it if anybody did. One more time up top, Dan.
How come?
Hey,
thank you.
Hey, Danny, look at this guy.
Is Peyton knocked out at a game or something?
What do you think this guy got arrested for on the screen?
Take a quick look at the monitor, Danny. Would you believe that guy tweeted death threats to Obama?
Oh.
And then, got arrested by Secret Service?
Yeah.
Lil Wayne over here.
Wayne.
One post warned, well, I'ma assassinate President Obama this evening. Got to get this monkey off my chest while he's in town.
Wow.
Monkey. That's racist.
And then another message claimed that the Secret Service is going to be defenseless once I aim this assault rifle at Barack's forehead.
Really?
Fuck the DNC.
I think that's probably
fuck
what
the
really
DNC.
Got,
yeah.
That's probably what really got to them.
And when a Twitter follower asked, "You serious?" in response to one of the Obama threats, Sims replied, "As a heart attack." So he's gone.
Where is he from?
Carolina. North Carolina.
Oh, so he was like right there.
Yeah,
when
that's why he was saying he's going to off this guy coming to his town.
Shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why do you think
did
he
say
so
why?
Mad at Obama?
He just didn't like him.
That's it. He didn't like him. Nothing about his policies or nothing. Just didn't like him.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess they went to high school together or something.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
Now Obama
I believe one of his tweets. I mean, I could be wrong because I think the whole Twitter got shut down, but I believe he was quoted as saying that nigga ignorant.
Wow. Four more letters than a fool.
Could be wrong.
She looked like she'd be cute if she didn't have HIV.
Wow. Or dead.
Wow.
If she had white skin, she'd be cute.
Well, she looks like
she'd
a really
be really
dark,
cute
like,
if she didn't have rigor mortis right
wow.
now.
She looked like she could be a really dark white girl.
She'd be really cute if she didn't have 17 orifices in her chest.
Orifices.
She'd be adorable if her children weren't tripping over her corpse.
Oh. Wow. Mom? Oh, there you are.
Did we check mom for AIDS?
Again? Haines City, Florida, high school teacher Dale Pennington made his first appearance in court. He's accused of sending graphic text messages to one of his former students, a 16-year-old female.
His schlong.
I thought by graphic you meant like pictures.
No.
That's what I thought.
Graphic
oh,
meaning like GIFs.
GIF? You say GIF?
GIF.
I hate when people say GIF.
It's GIF.
That's the new age way of saying it.
GIF.
Yeah, GIF.
Remember AOL banned the word GIFs? If you typed it in any way, they would kick you off?
Because it was more than likely going to yield porn results.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a friend who insists on using the word GIF, and he's older than us. And I'm like, dude, it's GIF. No, it's GIF. I'm like, no, seriously, look it up. The company says it's pronounced GIF. It's pronounced GIF, motherfucker. It's so annoying.
Yeah, but GIF, so we're letting you know. It's peanut butter.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see some of this guy's sexting. GIF. He has a text message that states, I'm a really sick individual. He was sexting, blah, blah, blah. Oh,
I'm pretty big down there.
I love eating pussy and sucking on clit, so being bare makes it easier sometimes.
This is totally out of freaking To Catch a Predator. That's exactly the things
I completely shaved my bushel.
Can you recite that line again, but just insert blank as you go?
You just made my blank so hard with that. I love eating blank and sucking on blank, so being bare means I take it easier sometimes.
Up the blank.
Or makes it easier sometimes. He says the wife does not approve, which makes it even hotter. Mm-hmm. Mm. I found this porn scene where the babysitter was being fucked by the dad.
Blanked.
In
blanked
the blank.
By the dad, sorry.
In the blank blank.
So I pictured that as you and, blank. Well, I will just leave it at that.
Hey-o.
He also wrote about sucking and biting nipples.
Yes.
And slapping that ass.
Yeah.
Yep. Dude, this teacher rules.
Yeah.
I got his own.
He also wrote, on your knees with your mouth wide open, my fat, hard cock would be fucking your mouth. Me holding the back of your head, commanding you
yes.
to look at me in the eyes.
Come on, you.
As I'm effing your mouth.
Jesus.
You dropped another fucking...
Dude, that was catastrophic.
I dropped the microphone.
That was cataclysmic,
it
bro.
It sounded like both your butt cheeks opened and slapped the seat below you.
Dude, you just farted on your own butt cheeks.
That's pure penne vodka.
Like, there's probably like, just think of like a blood splatter. It's just shit splatter in his ass. It's just bad.
See, he was writing this all out. Yes, I want you all wet. Get on your fucking knees now. Open your mouth and suck my cock.
I'm getting a boner.
Nice.
I want it all the way down your throat. Gag on it now.
I can't get it past your second molar, but gag on it, bitch.
Yeah. Oh.
So I look like I'm dead on camera, by the way.
Yeah.
Kind of look like how Derek did earlier. We just needed like a thin sheet on you and it would simulate it.
A thin sheet cake.
A blue cheesecake. I want to lather you.
A blue cheesecake?
No. A blue cheese cake. B-L-E-U. I want cheesecake with blue cheese filling. Blue. There's a motherfucker. I have to go to France to get some blue cheese. I want some blue cheese cream puffs. I don't want none of that brie cheese. I want that blue cheese. Fuck brie. Ain't no cheese. I don't want any of that aged cheese shit. I want blue cheese. I don't want cheddar cheese neither. Fuck that Asiago shit. I don't want
Asiago.
I don't want Swiss cheese.
That Usagi-o Jimbo
blue cheese.
Oh my god.
Asagiago. Asagi Ojimbo cheese.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Woo!
Where does the time go?
I know.
I don't know. Just about that was pretty devastating, though.
That was. I think we got time for another one.
Ooh.
The FBI is probing a killing spree Facebook threat. Alarmed by Facebook post promoting a killing spree. This month in Littleton, Colorado, the home to Columbine High School, FBI agents last week raided a residence allegedly connected to the online threats and seized several guns and 8 books and notebook involving killing.
That's a lot of books.
So what happened? Nothing?
What are you doing with all my books about killing?
Motherfucker.
Them.
They found a variety of disturbing images and messages on a Facebook page in the name Eric Rebdemain. One of Columbine killers, Eric Harris, used the online alias Rebdemain.
Oh.
Rebdemain? I guess so.
Seems white.
Guy was basically inviting people to a killing spree.
Hey,
37 people responded that they were coming.
Hey, who's coming to a killing spree, everybody?
It's gonna be
great. Glide over, I'm gonna shoot you.
I wonder if people would just accepted the invite, not even reading it.
Yeah. It's like, what is this? All right, fine.
I'll go, I guess.
I'm bored, so like my status if you want to die.
Do I have to
nice murder?
Do I have to bring anything? I really hate that shit.
Let me see how many people pay attention. Like my status if you want to suck my dick. I'm going to cry out for help. Let's see who's listening. Comment if you want to tongue fuck my butt.
Nobody.
And do both if you want to give me
blue cheese. Blue cheese.
A man in Greeley, Colorado, I guess? Denver? Mm. Yeah. Oh, I can't read this. It's too small. Sorry, I got to make it bigger.
Oh.
There we go.
Ooh.
A man in Greeley has been arrested on suspicion of burglary and theft after he allegedly took several items from a neighbor's home. The man is accused of taking sex toys and personal care items on August 29th. West said the victim had happened to have several pictures of the missing toys.
Wow. Steve, what do you think about that?
Hmm.
The blue cheese. Great.
So this person had pictures of their sex toys on their phone to show the police.
I know somebody who had some.
Really?
Listen, officer, this is my double-headed shit dill.
Shit dill.
They took it right out from under my nose.
If I had a bunch of sex toys and they got stolen, I wouldn't want them back.
No.
No, they can keep them.
Like the ones you had in Philadelphia.
Yeah, outside my window.
Well, I'm Steve. I keep all my sex toys in a pillowcase in my butt.
Well, they found the guy, and he's charged with burglary and theft.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him.
We'll do one last story.
Wait, so the guy just took sex toys, like no money?
Not just the sex toys and some personal care items. Maybe deodorant.
Lubricant.
Lubricant. Personal lubricant.
Some lubey.
Wow. It has to be lube then, right?
Lubey can't.
Like there's really no other options? Like
pretty much.
Yeah.
Personal care.
That's it?
Yeah. Just got to make sure it slides in and out.
Yeah.
That's Carrie's caring
so
for
some
his cheeks.
Like somebody's like, wow, this dude's got a great cachet of sex toys.
Cachet.
So
he won't miss these. Little do they know, he has a whole fucking database
on
his phone.
He's got a catalog.
Yeah, his whole catalog, yeah. Okay, time to do the daily inventory. Wait a minute. Where's Pinky?
Lays them all out on a nightly basis and just like, okay, okay.
He's like a killer, like cleaning his guns every night. Just wiping down his dildos. Whether they need it or not.
Hmm.
Keeps his shit clean. Anyway.
These are gross.
A Southeast Missouri man who tried to commit suicide by walking into traffic on Interstate 55 has pleaded guilty to first-degree child molestation.
What? What?
Basically, this guy was was charged with molestation. So instead of going to jail, he tried to kill himself. He parked his car alongside an interstate, shot himself in the face, and then walked onto the roadway where he was hit by a tractor trailer.
Oh, my God.
It's
like a Rob Zombie fucking script.
Yeah,
you always got to love that tractor trailer. Like, death.
Yeah.
You're done.
Instant. Well, not this guy.
Oh, wow.
He's alive, and he's facing up to 10 years in prison for his child molestation.
Well, you know that he was hoping the shot to the face was going to be it.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, fuck, that hurt.
I'm
not dead.
I'm
not dead.
What a horrible life that is right there.
Damn it, I missed.
Well, he got to molest some kids before he died.
My ear. Or
before he went to jail.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, shit, fucked all those kids.
Might as well just kill him.
I'll go
to jail. It again, too.
What a chain of events in this guy's life. Like,
yeah.
You're at a high, you're fucking kids, like everything's great, and then you're like, oh, no. I'm going to jail.
Shit.
Well, guess I better kill myself. Pop.
That's it.
Single I'm not dead.
Single bolt to the head. Nope.
Truck.
There's Optimus Prime. Nope.
Wow.
Then you come to, you're in the hospital, you're handcuffed to the bed, and you're like, shit.
Apparently he didn't watch Bud Dwyer's suicide to learn how to do it right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, at work, three of us burp a lot.
It's just
constant. We do it. It's like a competition.
It's like a fucking way of communication.
I was telling one of the other employees.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
Like, literally. And it's fucking arena burps. Anyway.
Arena.
One of the other employees sometimes hates it. Sometimes thinks it's funny. Hey. And when that employee hates it, they complain about it.
Yeah.
So we're all, you know, talking about this and how retarded it is, like, to like and not like
Redart.
That. So this got out to some of my other friends, and I was talking to former aristocrat Eric about it. He said, because they said it's, like, gross and disgusting. He's like, well, they're lucky that you're not a bunch of Bud Dwyers, because you'd be shooting yourselves in the head every 2 minutes, and that'd really be disgusting. Yeah.
All right, enough. Enough with the guns in the head.
Enough with the brain fragments. Yeah.
Just like splatters them with a word, and they're like, ah, gee, again.
I just cleaned my laptop.
What the hell, guys? My cleaner's going to kill me.
Wow.
No, this stain will never come out.
I'm wearing white. Come on.
Oh, it got in my mouth.
You shouldn't wear it past
mouth.
Labor Day. Ah, fucker.
Anyway, oh, I was innocent.
It's all on my lunch. Damn it.
All right. Well, we are the Aristocrats. Please go to aristocratsradio.com. For all your Aristocrats needs, you can download new shows, old shows, all kinds of stuff. See what we're doing. They're linked to our Facebook, our Twitter.
See who we're doing.
Our YouTube. Everything is there.
It's
and
all
of course,
there.
CWERadio.com for having us on live. And if you're not doing anything Sunday nights from 7 to 9... come join us live. We got a little chat room. We got video. You can watch us if you dare.
Come on by. We'd love to have you.
Come on down.
Live, live.
Well, I guess.
There's a new promo.
Live, live?
Never mind.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.